of summer 2026. And what a present we got. Keir Starmer.
AlexJonesLive.com.
Has resigned.
Tomorrow's news today.
Keir Starmer. Bye-bye.
Real time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
It is Monday, June 22nd, first day of summer 2026. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com. And on radio stations across the country, AM and FM stations, UHF, VHF TV, cable, you name it, thanks to all of you and those great affiliates and sponsors. Well, Keir Starmer for 4 years has been a reign of terror over the UK. If anybody in the West since World War II has been more of a tyrant, I don't know who they were. I mean, this guy has turned the UK or England and Wales into 1984 for real. Was it supposed to be an instruction manual, Mr. Fabian Socialist? Obama bet everything on him. They used him to spy on Trump, engaged in so much other corruption or illegal operations. But the guy they're replacing him with is known as the number two pedo protector. That's, of course, and the Muslim radical jihadi protector. So they're replacing Starmer with someone almost as bad, Andy Burnham. Is not as bad when it came to the COVID lockdowns. He was for horrible restrictions, but when they tried to lock everyone in their houses permanently, well, he was against that. So he's not as bad as Starmer, at least before he got in power. But look out, ladies and gentlemen, because he's been sworn in. Dun, dun, dun. Keir Starmer has run out of there like a rat leaving a sinking ship. And Elon Musk posted last night, I posted on X, I forgot to send it to you guys, print it and have it ready, HD, coming up, showing the latest Pew Research and Gallup polls in Europe. Every country is going pure populist right wing, I mean explosively, but they use parliaments in Europe, so then they get coalitions of all the leftist little parties together to then override whoever gets the largest vote. You got to get 51% to override the other parties when they get together. It's a total screw job. That's how they hold on to power. But now, right-wing coalitions are approaching 60, 70% in all the countries. They can override that. This is amazing. Yeah, here's what Elon posted last night. Europeans are becoming more and more right-wing. How about just survival instincts kicking in? Look at what they call far-right and right-wing center-right. You add those numbers together, they're up at 70%, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty big, huh? Over 70. The Greens, the center left, the left wing far left. Ha ha ha, is going down towards 30%. The trends are against you. Your power is slipping away. You had the Great Reset planned, 10 Downing Street. We have the Great Awakening. And now, the battle will be joined. Back in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now, 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 now,
now.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Alex Jones is back. The info war continues at alexjoneslive.com. And you can follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at The Alex Jones Show Live. Plus, you can download the app, alexjonesapp.com. So check it out now and let the deep state globalists know we will never be silenced.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go. Below, below your bow. Wake up and up and sing. And ring the bell, drop ding dong, the merry go.
All right. Keir Starmer has resigned and started breaking down crying. If you tried to make up a villain for fiction, Keir Starmer would be unbelievable. Clearly an MI6 operative infiltrating communist groups and running them in Europe from the time he was 18. Member of the Fabian Socialist, absolute enemy of the West and of white people, ally of radical jihadist Islam. He got elected through parliamentary manipulation with 20% of the vote for his degenerate party, the Labor Party, who changed parliamentary rules to do that. He's a fellow traveler of Carney that's also from the Bank of England running Canada right now, total globalist thoroughbred. And he has resigned. They've replaced him with Andy Burnham. And again, I follow UK politics, but they got a lot of members of parliament, a lot of people. And so you could call me as an American, I'd be an expert. As somebody from the UK, I wouldn't be. I would just be knowledgeable. It's a lot to know. But I even knew who he was. Right when I heard the name this morning, I went, oh, that's the guy. When they were saying he might replace him, it's now they rush it through. He's already been sworn in. Starmer couldn't get out of there quick enough all of a sudden after hanging on. And I was like, wasn't he one of the main Muslim grooming gang cover-up people that attacked the victims? Wasn't he the person that blocked all the prosecutions of the even murder of young girls? Yes, he is. Wow. So he's such a baddie, even though before he'd just been a health minister and things, that I know who he was. Tells you a lot. So I was like, is that bad guy? Is that the... Oh, it is. So, of course. So more of the same, but it won't matter because it's all totally tyrannical, absolutely unpopular, and Starmer is the leading edge along with Germany, France, Canada, and the Netherlands. The UK is right there. Scotland, Ireland, and England are all at the front of the pack. You know, they're in a race car race. They're right up there in the first five, six cars bringing in the tyranny. So is Australia. But it's all exactly the same crap, exactly the same NGOs, the UN, the WF. He has been suing and behind the scenes came out 6 months ago with the EU getting them to sue Elon Musk and try to indict Musk to shut down free speech, publicly saying Elon Musk is a criminal. Elon Musk has been flame broiling him, not just on the Mighty X, the number one site in the world since Musk took it over. Went from like number six to number one pretty quick. Now it's dominant number one. But Musk has been blowing the snot out of him blasting the hell out of him all over international television at conferences, you name it. He's been funding a lot of the political opposition. I'm just giving credit where it's due. The MVP, Elon Musk. Elon Musk spent tens of millions trying to get rid of the communist DA that was elected here. We have the worst in the country, Soros. That was a secret they discovered. Oh, how evil. He's trying to get rid of these people. He's involved where he lives in politics. But you can thank Elon Musk for taking it over the top. And yeah, they got this new horrible guy that we'll look at here in a moment. But that buys him a little time, but not much more. This is a processes. And let's put back on screen, Elon Musk posted this last night on X. I reposted it, Real Alex Jones on X, where the live feed is right now that just launched 10 minutes ago. I suggest you share it with everybody on your list. Email, text message, on X, everywhere else, and say the Forbidden Show is live right now. Alex Jones, here it is. Please tune in and please share it. And tell those you share it with to share it, because that completes the what? The chain reaction. Yep, how Andy Burnham betrayed the victims of grooming gangs. He targeted them. He had the police go after them in the major city he ran. He is a lieutenant of the pedo cult. He's not Lord High Protector of the pedos. That title goes to Starmer, who for many years was one of the top pedo protectors, and then for 15 made the head magistrate over it all for total cover-up. But back to Musk. This is out of major index of opinion polls across Europe. Europeans are becoming more and more right-wing political positioning of the leading parties and opinion polls across European countries. The answer from Germany to France to Sweden is to ban populist common sense, quote, right-wing parties. Right-wing just means common sense nowadays. Far right, up at 30%, ladies and gentlemen. Right wing, just straight up, at 15%. Center right, getting upwards of 15 to 16%, 20, 30% depending on the country. You look at the numbers, the vast majority now are conservative. That is a good thing that's happening. So we can talk about Trump all day, and he's the reason there's a global awakening, and everything is counting on Trump. No, he's got a lot done and started going sideways about a year ago. We're trying to get him back on track, but regardless, he just rode in on the populist wave that's only getting bigger. So take heart. We're winning major battles, and we will win the war. We don't have a choice. But it's not wishful thinking on my part. Even the globalists admit they're losing in their own white papers that leak. And the longer this goes on, the more power they lose, the more power the people gain. A very, very exciting moment in history. So we've got some excerpts of his resignation speech. This just came out about an hour and a half ago. But here's Starmer breaking down in tears.
And when I leave the biggest job in the country, I shall spend more time on the most important job, being the best husband I can to my fantastic wife, Vic, who has been a rock by my side through good times and bad.
Yeah, hi, bye, your wife.
And being the best dad I can to my beautiful children, who are my pride and my joy. Thank you very much.
A true, absolute monster. Tearful UK PM Starmer resigns. Keir Starmer resigns as British Prime Minister after devastating Labour revolt and local election losses, the biggest in Labour Party history in 200 years. Keir Starmer cries as he quits number 10, claiming a diluted list of achievements. Now Britain awaits its 7th PM in 10 years. That's Andy Burnham. And you can go read all about him protecting the pedos and targeting the victims and saying it didn't exist, and now saying it doesn't exist anymore. And the King of the North, it was a nickname they gave him being positive, but people said, yeah, the king, he's a tyrant. So just more of the same, but that won't fix their party, and they'll be voted completely out despite all their manipulations. And it is the poorest white girls who are truly being left behind in the UK. Now it's up to 500,000 allowed to be raped, many of them killed. He quit Parliament. Now he's set to become Britain's Prime Minister. Already, they were saying Starmer's going to leave in a few weeks. Now they're saying he's been sworn in. I'm trying to figure that out right now. Named and shamed, rape gang inquiry, failed to piece together the full picture. Oh, yeah, information necessary to combat the rape gangs. He said they didn't exist. And he accused victims of Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs of trying to propagandize the issue. He tried to block the grooming gang's inquiry in Manchester, who's mayor, and nationally. He claimed the Pakistani Muslims grooming gangs are a thing of the past, and pretending they didn't exist before, despite clear evidence that little girls are still being victimized to this day. And what does he call little girls that were raped under his watch? Not children, not little girls, young women. Mr. Whitewasher, Andy Burnham, a young WEF leader decades ago. There you go. And a deputy of Gordon Brown, who called for world government and the abolition of the family. And it was the Musk activity and the rape gang inquiry that finally brought this over the threshold. Meanwhile, at AlexJonesLive.com is an example of this. You should read the story. She's lost her zest for life. Mother says her five-year-old daughter is broken after raped by an alien in French hotel parking lot. That's what happens to these little girls. It destroys their innocence. Meanwhile, people were not too happy when Andy Burnham showed up to go into Tim Downing about an hour ago to be sworn in. We've got some footage of that from Tommy Robinson. We'll be getting to here in just a moment. And then we're going to get in to what some of the locals are saying about Andy Burnham. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. We've got him here describing them as young women after he said it didn't exist. And then we have Tommy Robinson in a clip Elon Musk posted talking about the total Islamic invasion. I want to play these clips back to back. Here is Burnham arrives at Parliament to be sworn in and already facing screams of traitor. And of course, we showed the footage over the weekend of Starmer trying to walk on the street, spontaneously crowds just screaming, traitor, evil, prison, 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 you're a traitor, a pedo protector. Anywhere he goes, just screamed at with total hatred, but he's the prime minister. And their party got in with 20% of the vote. How's that happen? Well, it's a long story, but they changed the parliamentary rules, where every vote for them counted as two. Not just the other coalition parties they got to join in. But they can play these games for a long time. But sooner or later, the dam breaks and God politically cuts them down. We have the initiative. We're winning. The globalists are losing. Let's finish up with this, then shift gears. The latest on Iran, the economy. More and more hype by NASA and others of city-killing asteroids coming. What's that really all about? Alan Greenspan, former head of the Private Federal Reserve, dead at 100. You got some interesting clips of him. Huge guest today that you don't want to miss. But just remember briefly, you are the Paul Revere's. Listen to that local AM or FM station. Thank the station. Thank their sponsors. Become a sponsor. Tell everybody in the town about the station. When you're at the grocery store checking out, getting a gallon of milk and bananas or whatever, or maybe some hamburger, whatever you're doing. Hey, did you know there's a really hardcore show coming on in an hour on this station? That's the power is word of mouth. We're supposed to talk to each other. I know sometimes you want to mind your own business. I do, too. I told the story of last week. I worked late and went home, and I pulled in to eat some Mexican food by myself and sat there in a full Mexican food restaurant, 30-something tables out. I'm in the corner, like 10 tables of kids, and they were all on their phones for an hour, no parents talking to them, and the study's out how destructive that is. And I almost got up and said, stop doing that. And I've done that stuff before. You know, talk to your children. Get them off the phones. Spend more time with your family. Get out in nature. RFK Jr.'s warned of the brain damage it's causing. But I've been going to that place for like 25, 30 years, and I was tired, and it was now like 8:30 at night. And I said, you know, I'm not going to get up and do it, but I'm going to tell listeners that I failed. And I know why you failed, because I'm just like you. But I've done that hundreds of times. And you know what? I'm going to do it. Just like the black guy in the airport when all the Epstein stuff came out, said, they're eating babies. They're raping children. Why are you walking around like nothing's a big deal? It's like in Body Snatchers when he's figuring out they're taking over. He's like, we're in danger. Warn everybody. Do something. Come on. That's the attitude we need. But I get it. I didn't leave work till probably 8. I get to the restaurant 8:15. I just want to eat some fajitas, sitting back drinking iced tea in Topo Chico and just watching the little kids. all sit there and stare at their screens, and the parents talking, but the kid and the numbers were just out about the brain damage and how they most of them can't talk and have no future. And I was just, and how the population is declining. Half the births aren't happening, and it's all attributed mainly to chemicals in the water and food and to cell phones. People don't ever have human interaction. You think it's bad with Generation Alpha? That's going to be the worst, but Generation Z and, you know, right up to the millennials, I mean, it's bad, folks. But I'm ranting. The point is you could at least tell people about the broadcast because we've got the most hardcore information. The bad guys recognize that. You are the emissaries of truth. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X right now. Share the feed at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's a lot of sites streaming us, a lot of sites on Rumble that aren't us. That's great. It's all free to air. The official site is rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the forbidden information. All right. I mentioned these clips finishing up with the UK and the good news there. Let's go ahead and play them.
Andy Barnum. Andy Barnum. Andy Barnum, is this a poo? Are you mounting a poo, sir?
Prime Minister.
Are you ready to be Prime Minister, sir?
In the Greater Manchester Mayor, you've been informed that hundreds of paedophiles, sex offenders, have been let free on the streets of Greater Manchester in full knowledge of the police, because that's what's been confirmed, in full knowledge of the police. The investigation against them has shut down, and they've gone on to groom and gang rape thousands of our children. And you decided to call a review, a toothless review, and mess around for 6 years. And then stand up, once it's all been exposed, as every allegation has been proven to be true, you stand up and say, oh, I need more powers from the government. No, what you should have done was 6 years ago.
And here's Tommy Robinson, just in general, talking about the Islamic invasion that's totally allied with the pedo government and how deadly it is. Here's Tommy Robinson.
I'm not going to talk, I don't talk about what I've seen or what I've read. I talk about a life experience of a town that has changed beyond belief, and it hasn't changed for the better. So let me just show you a quick video from my hometown.
Because you're not scaring me. Do you think it's fair that you should say British police need to burn in hell?
That's a freedom of speech that comes there. We should say it, we can say it.
In Islam, doesn't it say that you have to respect the law of the land that you're living in?
No.
I thought it did.
That's my hometown. The town I love. The town I've seen change. Let me just show you some of the terror plots that have come out of my town. The Luton Army Base bomb plot. The 2020 London attack. The Stockholm bomber, who was a suicide bomber who came to the UK from Sweden and went and blew himself up in Sweden. The 7/7 suicide bombers killing 52. The fertilizer bomb plot. The gas limos plot. It's the base and the home of Al-Mujahideen, who their head office was in my town. That's one of the world's most known terrorist organizations. It was the home of 12 ISIS recruits. This entire family went to join ISIS during the time of the caliphate. They were all living off the benefit state in Britain, and they left to join ISIS. Luton Muslims died fighting for ISIS. I knew Abu. I knew him growing up. He was a fighter who died. Another one, Al-Britani. He went and blew himself up in another suicide attack. Luton has a population of 200,000 people. Now, I could show you and stand here for 10 minutes showing you terrorist after terrorist after terrorist. What I'm showing you is that out of a 50% population of 200,000 people, that's my town. Yeah, that may explain why I have been fighting against the Islamification of Great Britain and all that means since 2004. But most people know of my activism since 2009 when I started a street protest movement called the English Defence League. In that time, there have been 12 or maybe now 13 terror plots or intelligence-led plots to take my life. It's called, in the UK, it's called an Osman warning. It's when the government sit you down and they give you intelligence saying, look, we have intelligence, someone's planning to kill you. I've had Al-Shabaab most recently, just 2 weeks before I came here, I was named in a publication from the ISIS terror manual. Oh, that's six gentlemen. They're doing 30 years in jail. They got caught with guns and bombs on their way to kill us. They got there 2 hours late. It's a crazy story. There's a video of them walking through the square 2 hours after we were there. That's this month's. I'm gutted because look, I've got a big double chin, but that's this month's terror manual from ISIS. Kill the one who disrespects the prophet. By the end of this, I'm going to give you every bit of information about the prophet. You're going to know who he was and what he actually teaches. And that's what they don't want you to know. That's why they don't want you to ask questions. So apart from this stuff, the biggest challenge to me, other than the threats, other than the violence, has been from the British government. Because, you see, the UK government, anti-free speech, Keir Starmer and his crew of tyrants, and all previous governments, the Tory party, both governments in the UK, they have pushed the lie of multiculturalism and they've chased after the Muslim vote, hoping for the left Islam alliance. We're seeing this happen now all over the world. The left are useful idiots for Islam. It's now reached a point where our leaders cower in fear, unwilling and unable to stop what is coming. Everything we hold dear, everything, liberty, equality under law, our democracy and the very nation itself, everything is in peril.
It 100% is. And the Quran, read it. I've read it twice. And of course, many times read subsections over again. It's not that long. Very entertaining, by the way. It's just a mix of a whole bunch of mythology and systems and ideas and craziness. Some of it's quite poetic because he plagiarized a bunch of stuff. But it's all about how to take over and how to act like friends at first and then start getting violent and then finally dominate and control and how to make everybody your slaves. We're going to come back and get into the latest on Iran. Big developments there that I'm going to shift gears into the Israeli spies here in the U.S. like Mark Levin, who's now saying he's not an Israeli spy. Huge news next segment. But let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. Start of summer sale kickoff. This is going to run for 2 weeks. And different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. So every 3 days, there'll be another awesome supplement. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Skips the oxidation process of the mitochondria. Gives you incredible clean energy, stamina, libido with no letdown. It is so good for you. It is so amazing. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on tri-iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. That is all at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. You have till Wednesday at midnight to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get one free, or buy one T3 iodine tincture and get a second one 50% off and a bunch of other deals. And look at this. All of the 250th anniversary limited edition hats and T-shirts are in. They're incredible. Look at this bad boy. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickey. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776, Redneck Deluxe. And that is good stuff with the two-crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world. Out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect on the globalist. Do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, you know, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. And I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the info war on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this. And ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality, military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on Iran. I said that yesterday. I spent an hour on it because it is important. But I am going to spend some time on it coming to a head about Israel openly trying to run the U.S. and to a great extent doing it, and Mark Levin in Israel over the weekend saying, I'm not an Israeli spy. No, no, no. And then Netanyahu telling the Times of Israel, well, he actually works for me and does what I say, and he's the leader of our eight-front war, the eighth front in the war, propaganda on the United States and the rest of the West to back whatever Israel says, or you're bullying us and you're anti-Semitic. You get us into a war, the Pentagon said we wouldn't win, and then now Trump's the loser and America's bad, that the world economy's getting devastated by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, but now it's not closed, the ships are stalled. The Iranians left the table yesterday when Trump said, I'll blow the SH-T out of you. Then Trump reportedly said, I'm sorry, so they came back and are now agreeing to inspectors over their uranium. Vance says good progress in Iran negotiations. Communication line between Israel and Lebanon established IAEA inspectors to visit Iran. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran president says Iran has right to enrich uranium as Swiss talks continue, but they won't do it at weapons grade. Vance, Iran agrees to let nuclear inspectors back in, as I just mentioned. Negotiators agreed to de-confliction cell to try and end war in Lebanon. Israel already signed a ceasefire and then broke it 1 hour later. America's Israel ambassador, it's really Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, says he feels safer in Tel Aviv than the USA. We'll play that in a moment. Jokes he checked Trump's True Social to see if he's been fired. I saw that clip. I didn't know there was a clip, which I have now, where he says, I'd rather live in Jerusalem than the U.S. Wow.
Mark Levin wallops Trump administration over Iran deal in fiery 70-minute Fox News monologue. We're going to play some of that coming up. Stop trashing and smearing and bullying Israel. Do what we say, you're anti-Semitic. We're going to stand by and not let you get in a war for us. You understand that? Clear Israel. Meanwhile, Glenn Greenwald drops a massive truth bomb. He confirms the Democratic Party's filled with AIPAC loyalists led by Chuck Schumer, who desperately want that war end to continue. He exposes how the pro-Israel lobby completely controls both parties.
We'll get to that coming up. But here's J.D. Vance saying real progress has been made. Yeah, that Israel keeps sabotaging. Here it is.
We set that up as well. Number three, we, and this is probably what we're most excited about as Americans, the Iranians have agreed to invite IAEA inspectors back into their country. That is a major milestone for the American people and the first step in permanently denuclearizing or permanently ending a nuclear weapons program in Iran.
Now let's decipher that. Vance was against this war. It's come out. They've admitted it. Trump's been mad at him. But once Trump attacked, he got behind it. It's what he signed on for. Not defending that. That's just what he did. But I see the perspective. Everybody else that was against it has been run out. Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent. Now, they haven't run the chairman of the Joint Chiefs out. He was against it, too. But not as vehemently. He just said, we don't think you're going to get what you're looking for, because it was regime change. We're just going back to the deal Obama had, the IAEA in there, them not enriching at weapons level. But they have a straight now, so it's worse. So it is a strategic debacle, fiasco for the United States, but it's better than staying in it and keeping the world economy in shambles of the closed Strait of Hormuz with the oil, gas, rare earth minerals, fertilizer, helium for chip making, the list goes on and on. And so it is a disaster, but let's just not make it worse. And then a lot of right wingers pile on and say, you're an idiot, Trump, see what you did. Okay, we know that. But let's praise him when he starts trying to end it. Don't you agree? Let's end the war. That's probably good. So that's a big deal. But I want to get to the clips I just mentioned to you. Here in a moment, Huckabee saying he'd rather live in Israel or in Jerusalem and the rest of it. But first, to just kick this off, I shot a report last night because when I was on the air, I talked about obviously Levin's an Israeli operative, the tip of the spear in their eighth front in the eight front war. The Netanyahu's talked about that. He admittedly gets talking points from Netanyahu. He's talked about it in the past. I mean, yeah, you ought to be wearing an IDF uniform. And now he's feeling the heat. So I talked about that fact yesterday. And then as soon as I got off air, actually when we were on air, we mentioned it but didn't get into it enough, that there is Netanyahu in the Times of Israel and other publications, he gave a press conference, saying, I'm counting on Mark Levin to lead the efforts to push our agenda and keep the U.S. in the war in the United States. So Levin's like, I don't work for Israel. That's preposterous. I just love this country. Okay, well, all the former Mossad chiefs and all their former top generals, I mean, all the top ones, have gone public saying this is insane before Netanyahu even got the war going. They've been saying it since before Midnight Hammer. So don't give us this, oh, everybody hates Israel and is secretly Hitler if you don't support Israel running our foreign policy. Now, there are a lot of people that do hate Israel and love Hitler, and a lot of that is because they just want to go to the opposite of whatever you say and want to be edgelords. But for thinking people, we understand that your plan wasn't going to work. That's what all the experts believe, and it's now been borne out. And so now you want to keep us in there and call us bullies if we don't just stay in a losing war. That's why we're going to starve to death tens of millions of people because of the growing season and the third of the world's fertilizer not getting delivered through. I mean, I understand you have a giant woman's brooch on your chest
a huge American flag so you know what side I'm on. Not Israel, America first, but damn this country. Don't you think for a minute, ever, that you are not under Israel's control. You don't think for a minute we're going to let Tucker Carlson and a few other people stop what we're doing to you. These are quotes. You'll see. We'll primary everybody. Israel money will dominate the elections. But I'm not an Israeli, though. I'm just meddling in elections. And I've got the president's ear, but Trump said over the weekend he's lost a lot of respect for Israel hardliners. Who's he talking about? He goes, well, I don't want to say names, but Benjamin Netanyahu and others talking about you, pal. So we're in a tug of war over Trump to get him back on track, not to facelift Trump, not to fix his legacy, I care less, but to stop this war. Meanwhile, Trump was up at 56% in all the major polls, probably even higher if they took out the fact they oversampled for Democrats. Sorry, I stopped doing the Levin voice. He's probably at 65. He's now at 30 in Gallup and Pew and other very respected ones that I've talked to, Mark Mitchell and others. He's now left. Rasmussen is our head pollster. He's about to launch something new. He's going to come on our show first once he relaunches, but we've talked to him. He's like, oh, yeah, it's accurate. He's at 30, folks. That is the most unpopular president in modern history. When Nixon got removed, he was at 75%, most popular president of the last 100-plus years. So Trump approval right now at 30%, and he went from 56 down to about 45 over the Epstein cover-up. And then all the other statements about, I don't care about any Americans' financial problems. All I care about is war. I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid, people having problems. All I care about is war. I love inflation. Not a big deal. People are like, how dare you attack him? He's attacking himself and us. Stupid. What did Napoleon say? Never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't try to see Trump as an enemy. I need his ass to succeed and not put Todd Blanche in as the AG. He's been the interim one for a while. I've been up at the DOJ, and I know all about Todd Blanche. They tell me bad news, blocking everything, and Trump put him in. Am I supposed to support that, big Democrat lawyer? What does Trump have on his mind is the big question. Well, is Israel blackmailing him, or is Trump trying to use Epstein to blackmail the globalist? Shock poll, Trump, 30% approval rating. Oh, but Mark Levin said, look at that CNN poll, 100% of MAGA supports him. You look at the poll, it wasn't a poll, it was a survey of six people CNN called that they already had on the list as Trump supporters. Oh, hi, it's CNN. Do you support the war? Well, yes, I do. Oh, let me call five more. Oh, you all agree? Oh, 100% agree. Here's the Trump job approval rating. Look at that. Down there at 30%. Not too good, huh? Told all of you Trump worshipers, white pillars, cat turd types. If you're not an ex-person, you don't know what I'm talking about. He's like a prominent guy who calls everybody traitors and scum and idiots and panickins. Hey, cat turd, the mullahs aren't going to fall and the Pentagon report, and it'll close the strait and destroy the recovery. Oh, shut up, you idiot Muslim supporter. Boy, that's quite the argument. Boy, you sure got proven wrong, didn't you? And I just bring up that poor guy just as an example of just the sycophantic mindlessness that goes on. So let's go to my report that I shot as the sun set on the longest day of the year. There I am, 8 o'clock in my car shooting it. Because I set up a studio at my house, and I start using it more and been doing Rumble stuff. I'm starting a nighttime show whenever I feel like it, which is I hit a second wind usually at about 7 o'clock at night. You know, I work up here to 5 or 6 or 7, and then I just get too tired, and then I hit a second wind at like 8 or 9. I got it set up. I'm ready to go. With just me and you, it's coming. We'll probably simulcast it on X as well, but AlexJonesLive.com. I'll probably do it 3 nights a week or something. But the point is, maybe more. Maybe updates every day whenever I feel like it. Oh, yeah. But until then, people say, what? The left goes, look, he has no studio. InfoWars is shut down. He broadcasts from his car. I've always shot videos from my car because I can pull over on the road before I get to my house where there's 5 bars and go live, or I can upload a video. I shoot much quicker than my house for whatever reason. The internet uploads aren't good. And, you know, I'm shooting in there, and I just, it's funny, the left's like, look, he's in his car. He's homeless. It's just all these games they play. No, it's quiet.
and get my job done, because as soon as I open the door, my 9-year-old daughter, who's awesome, runs up and says, "Let's play." And I'm there with the Barbie dolls, and it's fun. I do it. I do it almost every day. But when I work late, it's just kind of pointless because I'll get distracted, so that's why I shoot it from the car. Not that it matters, but I just love how there's all these news articles and X videos with millions of views. Look, he's in his car. Oh, my God, he's homeless. And these people are crazy. But let's get on to the known Israeli operative. He may not actually wear an IDF uniform. He may not actually wear IDF dog tags, but he is a propagandist for Israel, Jonathan Pollard. Level, in my opinion, here is my breakdown on the panicking, the ridiculous, the unpopular Mark Levin. Benjamin Netanyahu's chief propagandist in the United States, Mark Levin, was just over in Israel Saturday, and he gave a speech, we're about to play a clip in a moment, where he said, "It's ridiculous. I have no connection to Israel. They don't tell me anything. We don't coordinate at all." Even though it's on record, dozens of times that Levin's talked about it, how he meets with Netanyahu and how they talk about different strategies and how he's one of the biggest people Israel has talking to the president. In Netanyahu's eight-front war, his eighth front in the war, of propagandizing the American people, of AIPAC, primary members of Congress that don't do whatever they say, the NDAA trying to merge Israel with our military and intelligence, it's crazy. But then Netanyahu was quoted by the Times of Israel at the same meeting, saying, "We're really counting on Mark Levin and others to get our information out in the U.S. in our information war." So, as far as I can see, Levin is 100% coordinated with Israel. And to deny that is pure bull. I mean, I think personally he's probably a Mossad officer, probably holds a high rank. I mean, this guy is something else. Israel's totally infiltrated our government. He's been infiltrated into our government since the 80s with Reagan. The guy's a neocon. The guy's a globalist. He's anti-free speech. He's an ever-Trumper. Trump has said he's lost a lot of respect for the Israeli hardliners, meaning Levin and Netanyahu, after they've sabotaged all these peace deals and after they gave him bad intelligence on Iran. And it's good that Trump and J.D. Vance are saying, "Look out, Israel, we're your last friend. You better stop playing games." So Netanyahu and his little propagandists, Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, time's up on them. People see through them, and that's the facts. So here's my breakdown. Here's what Levin had to say. You can see how desperate he is as the whole world wakes up to what's really happening, and as America moves back towards getting sovereign control over our nation again from Israel and any other foreign interest.
"And yet people keep giving opinions about me that aren't true. I read headlines and I go, did I say that? No, I didn't say that. So I just want to explain, I'm not an agent for the Israeli government. I don't meet with the Israeli government.
I meet with Satan.
I don't conspire with the Israeli government.
It's Satan that changes my diaper.
Believe it or not, I love this country, and I don't need any government to tell me that."
Where's the brooch? But I don't wear my giant American flag. Says he's not connected to Israel. He meets with Netanyahu. He's part of the eight-front war. There, he's in the Times of Israel admitting that they're coordinating with Levin to help put their propaganda out and talk to the president. That was a total lie by Levin.
"I have nothing to do with Israel. I don't talk to anybody over here. I'm just sitting here right now with you. And I just literally give all the talking points. And I got a giant American flag brooch."
Was he wearing his giant American flag brooch in Israel? Let's go back to Levin. I forgot. He wears a woman's brooch. I think it's something Madeleine Albright would wear. Nope, not wearing the brooch over there. So, I want you to know here, I'm an American. I'm just Israel first. But he was wearing it when he got back to the U.S. for the show last night. And boy, he went on a rant against Trump and everybody else. Abandoning Israel. We're just supposed to stay in your failed war. No matter what. So the good news is America and the world's woken up to this. Israel needs to get rid of Netanyahu. They've already smashed the proxies of Iran. And they need to go into a peace cycle. And it needs to stop. And large portions of Israel agree with me. And Israel will no longer be the most unpopular country in the world. And it needs to stop being the center of attention. AlexJonesLive.com. All right. Make the tyrants unhappy. Share that link at the InfoWar today. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's some of his rant over the weekend and going after Trump. Stop, and the American people, stop trying to bully Israel. Give us all your money. Let us run your politicians. I want nuclear war. Do what Truman did in Japan. Come on, let's go. I don't think about the military, but we can do it. Regime change. Come on. They're Hitler. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's like, we're not leaving southern Lebanon. We're going to keep it. But Vance is like, well, they don't really mean that. Here's Mark Levin.
Hello, America. I'm Mark Levin, and this is Life, Liberty, and Levin Saturday. I'm going to start the program where I'd rather not start, but I must. I want to say to people in and out of the administration, stop trashing, smearing, bullying the little state of Israel. Stop cozying up to and telling us that the enemy regime in Iran is now more rational, more moderate, and a regime that we can deal with. When just a few months ago they slaughtered 50,000 people, they're still hanging young people today. And if they had a nuclear missile today, they'd fire it into our country as sure as I'm alive. I don't know what's going on, but if people think they can bully a little country, and really a people that have existed 4,000 years through the Babylonians and the Persians, through the Romans and the Third Reich, into surrendering their defense and their decision on how to secure their country, they got another thing coming. I think it's outrageous. When we used to see the Secretary of War and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff daily here on Fox tell us of the fantastic marriage, symmetry between our militaries in defeating this enemy. I'm really appalled by this, and I hope it comes to an end sooner than later, because it's not right, it's not just, and it's not truthful. Now, as you surely heard by now, the Iranian regime's military is in a shambles. Its Navy and Air Force are mostly destroyed. Its radar mostly destroyed. Its ground-to-air defense systems mostly destroyed. Its nuclear sites mostly destroyed. Its enriched uranium bombed so badly it's unreachable. You've heard that the first and second tier of the Iranian regime leadership has been eliminated. That the regime is in turmoil. That they are economically all but dead. Its currency has no value. It's got massive inflation. They can't pay its military. It's begging for economic relief. It's begging for a deal.
You're going to bully Israel that survived 4,000 years. You got another thing coming. Mark Levin blasts Trump admin for bullying and trashing Israel over Iran peace deal. We run your country. You're going to stay in total war. Greater Israel, do what I say right now. I'm going to throw a big fit. If you think I'll sit around and not let you get in the way of us, we're going to rule the world. Greater Israel, get in line right now, Goyim, or you will pay the price. Who the hell do you think you are? I've got a giant woman's brooch on me. This brooch is like the Ring of Mordor. It gives me incredible power.
If you think I'll sit around, there is a fortune waiting to be had. And if America thinks it's going to be free from Israel, you're mad. Got another thing coming.
Here's our first Jewish president, Donald John Trump. But now he's not doing exactly what I say, so he's a bully. How dare you have the Abraham Accords? How dare you give hundreds of billions to Israel? How dare you? When I say kiss my ass, I mean kiss it harder. Who do you think you are, pal? Who do you think you are, buddy? You think you run your country? I got another thing coming for you, buddy. I'll show you.
Yeah, just like Keir Starmer was going to show us. just like Hillary was going to show us, just like the Chi-Coms were going to show us, just like Bill Gates was going to show us. No, it's you that have another thing coming. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. And if you think I'll go, you're mad. Ooh, so hot, no time to take a rest, yeah. Ain't no room for second best. America's number one, bitch. Like Icarus, going for infinity. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. You better go, you're mad. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. Oh, you think you stand against J.D. Vance, huh? Look at the power. It's a-coming. All right, we're going to go to break. I got a bunch of J.D. Vance clips. I got a Nick Fuentes clip, too. You know, let's go out to break with Nick Fuentes as we start hour number two. Stay with us. Here it is.
A Mark Levin talks about this country, he should be deported. Not because you're Jewish, not because you're fat, not because you're gay, not because you're a pussy. Mark Levin should be deported because of the way he talks about this country. Where does he get off? The way he says, it's only off the table if we say so. Who the f*** do you think you are? You whiny, grating, odious, disgusting, fat piece of s***. Traitor. Where do you get off? Damn you. How dare you say that? This is the United States of America. He says, little Adolf, who were his ancestors? When my ancestors got here, they kissed the ground when they got off the boat. And they served in the military and they built this city. They built Chicago. And they love this country. They always have. They're all patriots. They love our country's God, Jesus Christ. They love this country. Who the f*** are you? And why are you here? We love Israel so much. It's not purely about Israel, the Jews. Why are you still here, Faxo? Need more money, you f***ing pissant? Need more Americans to bleed for your wars? Need more money to go and kill children? More bullets to shoot innocent people in the back of the head?
Have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition, and then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this and the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America, 250 years strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, ride fast, live free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the deep state. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean. Very nice. If you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts, I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you're really going to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So, hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America the you name it. That's a good looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You can run on for a long time.
There he is on screen, hailing from Scotland. Keir Starmer has resigned. We'll be breaking it down coming up next segment. That and a lot more. He was arrested for his speech, Patient Zero. Now 30-plus thousand have been arrested. We'll be talking to Count Dankula coming up. And then so much more today. Other huge guests joining us as well. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds right now at Relox Jones on X and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. All right. Didn't plug literally any last hours. I'm going to plug right now. This is such an important message. Please pay attention to me. This is key information. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American, 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest test. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. And we got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. So if you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big League, their sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being once that happens. We're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't, you know, like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out of the park major victory. It is the top of the line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than 300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room. Have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in. It's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the start of summer super kickoff sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
But where are the clowns? Send in the clown.
Keir Starmer, Lord High Protector of the pedophiles for decades.
Don't bother.
Is now being replaced by another pedo protector from the same party. Incredibly unpopular. The good news is, this tyrant thought that 1984 was an instruction manual. Not a nightmare vision of tyranny by a fellow Fabian socialist who finally woke up against them. Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. Orwell, you may have heard of him. He is gone, broke down, crying. Super tyrant, 30-plus thousand people arrested for their speech under him. Some of them given five-year jail sentences, the average about 6 months. Criticize transgenderism, criticize Muslims stabbing people to death. You're going to prison. Ha-ha, two-tiered policing. Here is Starmer breaking down and crying. Then we'll talk to Count Dankula, who was one of the first people arrested for speech. How many years ago was that in the U.K.? By one of Starmer's predecessors. And so we'll be talking about that with him, the Scottish man that finally got angry and started fighting back against the Muslims. He was called a terrorist, but another man stabbed even more people who was black and a foreigner. So that wasn't even really in the news. We now have someone they say was a foreigner who didn't speak English, feeding a small child to crocodiles, but they released him because he's retarded. I'm not kidding. So that's all coming up today. Perhaps I should speak in this voice and people think I have a higher IQ or 200 instead of 145. Last night I went to Academy Sporting Goods to get some more ball bearings for my slingshot that my daughter loves to use when we go hiking in the woods. And as I walked up to the counter, a young man said, "Ah! I can speak in this accent as well. The murder, the murder." And I went, "Oh, that's my imitation when I did the English accent with Piers Morgan." And he said, "Will you please do that on the show tomorrow?" And I said, "I have Count Dankula coming on, and I will do it just for you, my man." He goes, "Me and my brother will be listening." So that's for you, buddy. So there we go. But to do murder, I can speak in this accent as well, Piers. But getting serious here, we're in very serious times, because if you think it's going to stop because Starmer's gone, you're wrong. But the pressure is building, and you have the grooming mass rape report and so much more. So Count Dankula is not just a hilarious comedian. He also does his Mad Lad series, watched by hundreds of millions of people, and his historical retrospectives. But his most important work is gaming reviewing. So we'll be talking to him here in a moment. But here's Keir Starmer, Lord High Protector of the pedos, breaking down and crying today.
"And when I leave the biggest job in the country, I shall spend more time on the most important job, being the best husband I can to my fantastic wife, Vic, who has been a rock by my side through good times and bad, and being the best dad I can to my beautiful children, who are my pride and my joy. Thank you very much.
Truly a disgusting creature. There's been a lot of nasty PMs. But Obama bet all on him, used him to run operations against Trump when Trump was out of office. Just illegal operations. Sicking MI6 on the American people. Absolutely disgusting. So to talk about this monster is Count Dankula. I'm now promoting him to King Dankula. Count Dankula TV at Count Dankula TV on YouTube. Count Dankula, D-A-N-K-U-L-A. Would you like me to conduct the rest of the interview in a lordly British accent, my dear? But you have to accentuate your Scottish accent. It's quite real, and do it in the Shrek ogre. Is he an ogre voice? So your choice. You get to choose, like when you're playing a video game, what type of motorcycle or race car you have, what type of engine. Would you like me to conduct the rest of the interview in this voice? Or that of Lord Mendelssohn, or would you like me to conduct it in a Scottish donkey voice?
Well, the last thing a Scotsman wants to hear is a posh English accent, if I'm being perfectly honest. Why is every single time with the Shrek stuff, like every single time I come on?
You're a donkey! All right. I'm gonna free you and everybody from the torture. I'm not gonna do it. I'll do it in my real Texas accent. So I'm gonna reprieve you, Count Dankula. But you have to do a particularly good job there. I'm gonna torture you.
No, that's totally fine. I mean, I'm quite happy with Keir Starmer. I'm surprised he thanked his wife and he thanked his children and stuff like that. I'm kind of surprised he didn't thank all those Ukrainian rent boys that he absolutely was not having sex with. Definitely not.
Or the cocaine he was caught snorting on the train.
Yeah. So these Ukrainian rent boys just so happened to know exactly where he lived and what car he drove and, you know, just kind of knew all these little
secret labs. Let's stop there. Let's dump the dirt on these guys. We know he's the greatest pedo protector ever, so we know he's got a lot of... For people that don't know, though, Keir Starmer is basically a Liberace impersonator. Tell us about his rent boy behavior.
Well, basically, it was like... There was one instance of basically someone, it was a young man, he was a refugee from Ukraine, and he was this little twinkie gay boy sex worker who somehow managed to find one of Starmer's properties and set it on fire. Whatever, that's a one single instance. However, it then happened multiple times with different Eastern European rent boys, like specifically, young men who sell their bodies, like, for sex and stuff, and just a bunch of them just seemed to know all these locations where Keir Starmer lived, which you would imagine would be secret privileged information, and then they, for some reason, chose to set the properties on fire. Like, they were trying to attack him or get back at him and everything, and the media ran it in a way where it was actually the Russians. The Russians were completely behind this. The Russians just so happened to recruit specifically Ukrainian rent boys. And, I mean, I don't know, I think Ukrainians aren't really the biggest fans of Russia at the moment, so I've no idea why these young men chose to work for the Russians. But then they just somehow knew where Keir Starmer's houses were, and they all, of their own volition, just totally chose to set them on fire. And absolutely nothing came of it.
Well,
and it was
that's
the Russians,
like Pelosi's
clearly the Russians,
husband yeah. reportedly had a relationship with a guy that attacked with a hammer. So normally, just reading the news and things, normally prostitutes, male or female, don't try to come burn your house down unless you've done something really horrible. Why would they, and people that don't know this has been all the news, why do all these young men try to attack his house? He must not be, did we ever learn what he's doing to them to make them hate him so much?
No, they basically, none of the young men have gave any statements or whatsoever to the media, and I've got a feeling there's probably a gag order there. Basically, they're not going to talk about specifically why they did it. There was a lot of these boys probably had some very, very horrible things done to them, like we've been hearing about for decades now, you know, secret elite sex parties and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. You mean the guy that covered up for Savelle raping over 500 children, killing some of them? And then the guy that covered up all the Muslim rape gangs, 500,000 girls, you mean he might be into some sick stuff?
I mean, I realize that may be very hard to believe, Alex, but I think that may possibly be the case. You know, allegedly, you know, it would be very, very unusual for people in positions of power to engage in very, very degenerate illegal sexual behavior. I realize that's a hell of a claim to make, and I wouldn't blame anyone for not believing that.
You want to apologize for this stretch? I mean, this is a stretch here. I mean, we only have confirmed former British prime ministers murdering young girls, slitting their throats. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. It's just obviously I'm having a little bit of a tinfoil hat moment right now. You know, so obviously what I'm saying is crazy and definitely doesn't happen and hasn't, you know, there isn't a pile of evidence for this for elites all over the world.
Well, for those that don't know, he was the chief charging magistrate over who got charged and didn't, and before that over the CPS. And he said there was no grooming. Now we know it's 500,000 girls, many of them killed, parents arrested to try to stop it, police arrested. So, I mean, being serious now, just cut and dry, he is the pedo protector. He is like the guardian angel.
Another interesting thing with Keir Starmer, he was a lawyer back in the day, and one of the things he used to do was he would represent migrants in order to get them to stay in the country. And one person he managed to defend successfully and got him his right to remain in the UK. There was actually a bit of a gag order in this. They weren't allowed to talk about it in the media. One of the people that he managed to get a right to remain in the UK was Axel Rudicabana's father. And Axel Rudicabana's father then went on to have his son, Axel Rudicabana, who then went on to brutally stab three little girls in a dance class in Southport. Right? So basically, if Keir Starmer hadn't have done that and kept that guy in the country, then Southport would never have happened. So there's a lot of weird things that he's tangentially responsible for. And I think there's just way too much stuff out there about him. Another thing as well is there's been a theory for a while that his wife is clearly a beard. I've heard rumors and everything that he's a deeply closeted homosexual, and that's why he does all this stuff to try and make him look like, oh, I'm the great big family guy. I'm the guy to pick for prime minister. When in reality, like, she's probably just there for the money and he's bagging Ukrainian rent boys in the background, all while allowing grooming gangs to go on unimpeded. Because when people were demanding an inquiry into it, Labour were shooting it in the foot constantly and not allowing the inquiry to go ahead. And I think that's because allegedly there was an MP who was caught as being part of the grooming gang. He was taking part in the rape and torture of the little girls, and he did get caught and he did get sent down. But I think it goes a lot deeper than that, because we know that police officers were involved, and there was a part of the rape gang report where a little girl was taken from the home and then brought back and given back to her abusers. And allegedly one of the police officers said, have fun with her, before he left. And this was an underage girl. She should have been immediately removed from the scenario, handed right over to social work, but the police officers didn't do that. Right? And there's some people that believe that some police officers were not only aware of the grooming gangs and allowing them to continue, but also taking part. There has been allegations that as well in the report that some police officers were feeding information back to the gangs.
Well, we know wherever the left is, from Australia to the U.S. to Canada to the U.K., it's the exact same CPS, exact same policies, exact same, you know, here it's Soros judges and DAs literally let them do this. And when I was reading the report that was presented, I mean, I've followed this so much that I knew of many of the cases, but now they've upped it to 500,000. So I knew of the hundreds of the prominent ones they were unable to cover up. For people that don't know how the U.K. courts do that, and Starmer helped engineer that. But a lot of the orphanages, it wasn't just Muslims. Vans would pull up with the Muslims. They would put girls as young as 6, 7 in dog cages, take them to be gang raped. Not the Muslims would deliver them, but white men, police, you name it, would be part of it. So this was going on before they brought in all the Pakistanis. They just are perfect culture to merge with the pedo elite in the UK. It's in Ireland. It's in Scotland. The epicenter is obviously England. I said there's a capital of this worldwide. It is England. And then these girls, you know, have confirmed they were under their control, being in cages, being gang raped by German shepherds and pit bulls. I mean, I hate to talk about this stuff, but it's shocking. Take the two, quote, gay men that were married. They take from a Christian family the little boy when he's 9 months old, 10 months old, and then at 14 months old, he's dead. 30 lesions in his throat and anus. All of his organs bruised and smashed, lungs full of semen and vomit. The men were raping him and murdered him, raping him. And so I hate to talk about this, but that's in what they didn't take out of the report. A lot of the report is blacked out. Imagine what else is in there, Count Dankula. So it's not just the Muslims, is my point. And that's him before they took him from his mother, all happy. And then they took him at 10 months, and now he's dead.
Not enough has been done to protect children in any way. There was a very famous case years and years ago of it was a very, very horrific abuse case, and the baby, the name of the baby was never released. The baby was just called Baby P, the letter P. And it was a huge case in every single paper in the country. And that's when they says, okay, we need to have a right shake up of social work, the British equivalent of child protective services, like the child abuse unit. We need to have a massive grand shake up to make sure that things like this will never happen again. Great, wonderful, that's excellent. And it just seems that they've just not done it. I mean, you would think with one very famous case like Baby P, that would have been enough to have the whole system revamped. And people are talking about another revamp with Preston Davey, the poor baby boy that was murdered in this case, but I just don't see it happening. Not enough is being done at all. And it's just sort of basically they send more police out for people that make offensive tweets and posts than they do.
That was my next question. And it's not like you're just talking about this. You were one of the first people, how many years ago was it? 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I forget.
Over 10 years ago, yeah.
For your comic, for your girlfriend's pug, doing a Heil Hitler, and you weren't even known as a Nazi guy. It was hilarious. John Cleese did similar things. You have Charlie Chaplin doing it. You have all these Jewish and other comedians here in the U.S. dressing like Hitler and going on, you know, late shows. You made a joke, and then they threw your ass in prison. You went through all this hell, and then now 30,000+ arrested under Starmer for literally criticizing transgenderism, praying 1,000 feet from an abortuary. And then meanwhile, this little baby you see right here literally drowned in his own vomit and semen with lesions all the way into his lungs. So they raped his lungs with dildos and penises. I'm sorry, it's in the report, folks. He had 30 lesions in his throat, dozens of lesions. His organs were beat to a pulp. They literally jackhammered this baby who drowned in semen and vomit. Sorry to be gross, but those guys, the CPS, knew they did nothing because they were gay and they had to protect them. Just like when they, you know, that Sikh stabs that guy to death, says, well, he's racist, so they let him die. This is totally, and then I saw new footage last night of, looks like 10-year-old, 11-year-old girls being beat up by police for no reason out on the streets in the day. They'll walk in McDonald's and tell teenagers, you can't be here eating a hamburger, and they just start beating them if they're white. But then if they're of another color, they're allowed to carry knives. If you're white, you can't have a knife. 13 ethnicities that aren't white can do it. And this is beyond two-tier justice. This is total war on whites. Speak to that. And what you think the end game here is, and the great anger in the UK now really peaking in Ireland and popping up in Scotland, and where you think this is going, Count Dankula?
Well, there was a very, very famous speech made way back in the day by an MP called Enoch Powell, and it's called the Rivers of Blood speech. And one of the things he says was, one day the black man will hold the whip hand over the white man, and that day is here. There is no two-tier policing. There is no two-tier policing. And even though we're showing mountains and mountains of examples pretty much every single week with the media cycle, we find dozens and dozens of new examples of this happening. Like, for example, a man has obviously been stabbed several times. The police should have checked when a guy's on the ground handcuffed and saying several times, I've been stabbed, I've been stabbed, instead of actually checking. Because even if you're a criminal in their care, no matter what you've done, the police have a duty of care to make sure that you're safe and make sure that you're fine. And instead what they did was they says, I don't think you have, mate. And just because that other guy said racism, it's weird. It's just this magic word. It's this magic word. But as soon as the word racism comes out, the police just lose all common sense.
It's like abracadabra. You just say abracadabra and people freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's even some people, there was a joke going around where people were like, oh, when my house gets burgled, I tell the police that the burglar was also being racist. That way I know that they'll actually come and investigate. Right. It's just because most of the things that there's several police forces all across England that are actually being investigated, because in this space of a year, they didn't solve a single burglary. Not one single burglary out of the hundreds and hundreds that happened, they didn't solve one.
Well, I've seen the reports all over from Ireland to Scotland to England. They go, oh, it's the gypsies' culture to steal RVs, and you know they call them wagons over there. And so when they find the stolen RV, they go, well, they're allowed to keep it. That's their culture.
Yeah, it's just honest. It's the stupidest thing. It's just, I don't know why everybody else is getting a pass. And it's a purposeful breakdown of law and order. That's exactly what it is. Where basically the natives and the whites are on one set of rules, but all the migrants and everybody else are on their own set of rules, where we can't even fart without getting the handcuffs clamped on ears. And then if these guys run through the street stabbing people, throwing toddlers into crocodile enclosures and stuff like that, the police are like, oh, you just don't understand. It's their culture. Oh, they can't help it.
Yeah. They actually said, by the way, they said they released him because he was too low IQ.
full IQ, unfit for an interview was the term that they used, but it's a case of why is that guy out in public when he's doing stuff like that? Apparently he had carers with him. He had like social work carers with him, but they were 30 feet behind him on their phones. And this guy just runs up and just throws a toddler into an alligator.
For those that don't know, they said he didn't speak English, means he's a foreigner. And then he has social work binders to take him out, a literal psychotic retard, probably in a 4-star hotel like everybody else. And then he has social worker minders because he deserves some R&R while he lays around a hotel. And he's like, oh, let me throw a 3-year-old into crocodiles. And they're like, that's all right, mate. You can go.
Yeah, the thing that was hilarious was, see, when I was arrested for Nazi Pug, because of the, you know, serious nature of my offense, I was held in jail until my court date. This guy who threw a toddler into an alligator enclosure to see a little 3-year-old, like, getting ripped limb from limb, he got released the very next day. Released the very next day. Like, and the thing is, my daughter's 3. So this story, like, really, really hit me. And it's just that I'm nervous now whenever I'm out with her and everything, because you don't know what lunatic is out there, you know, getting paraded around in the streets. And because one thing that they did as well in Britain, we shut down the asylums years ago. All the asylums, all the big ones, all the Victorian ones, they all got shut down. And we do this thing called care in the community, where instead of this person being locked in a little padded room, which they're supposed to be in, they're given houses and they're out in the public and they get some visits from nurses a few times a day. But these people are allowed to just walk around. They're allowed to just walk around where you don't know if they've grabbed a knife at the kitchen and they're running around the street stabbing everyone because there's dragons in their walls and the little voice inside the TV told them to do it and everything. And it just seems almost purposeful where you've got these maniacs running around. It could be people that are mentally ill. It could be migrants. It could be people with extreme.
Oh, they're like hand grenades. They're like hand grenades. The judges throw them out. But go back to that BBC headline.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the hundreds of headlines every time a Muslim. We put barriers up here in the U.S. around Christmas events because they've had a bunch of attacks here, but nothing like Germany or Sweden or France or Denmark. Hundreds and hundreds of attacks, and it will say, truck kills 10, truck runs over 85, truck kills 14, truck kills 3. And they had a truck attack a few years ago in New Orleans. They said, truck attack. It's like, oh, boy 3 attacked by crocodiles at zoo. No, boy 3 thrown into crocodiles. But it's like, oh, the crocodiles attacked. That's the same headline as truck attacks.
Yeah, it's basically it's funny because you get reporters whinging all the time about media literacy, where it's like, oh, you just don't understand like the way we've written it and everything. That's just the way we have to do articles. And the one thing that everybody has learned and it's catching on all up and down the country, see if you don't get a description of the attacker, there's your description. Right, it was a foreigner, it was a migrant, it was something like that. And like, cause see, whenever it's a white person, the police are usually very, very quick to come out and go, the guy was white, everybody stay calm, the guy was white. Because I think basically the police are realizing that there used to be really good ways to like contain the anger that everybody felt. I used to say this about democracy, where like every 4 years, it's all right, we'll vote that guy out, everybody's anger resets, no one's going to rebel, no one's going to boogaloo and rise up against the government. Oh, there's a new guy in, so the anger gets reset. And then what happens is it's more of the exact same stuff all over again, because as soon as a new leader comes in, the men behind the curtain come out and have a little word with him and go, here's how things actually work, buddy. You're going to do everything that we tell you. And it's another 4 years of the exact same thing, but we're at the point where everyone's that angry that no one's even making it to the 4-year mark. Like, what are we on now? We're 8 years. We've had 7 different prime ministers in 8 years. Like, no one's making it, because basically people are too angry. The little rage reset button doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore.
Count Dankula, that was my next question at Count Dankula TV on X. The temperature, you're there, you're in Scotland. You know, the Scots famously have been known as friendly, nice people until you piss them off, then things don't go too well. Finally, you got this pretty tough-looking guy with his shirt off. Pretty emotional, though. Good thing he didn't actually know what to do, or you'd have had a bunch of dead people. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to attack anybody with a knife or a machete, but if I decided to, it's not. He only injured 4 or 5 people. It ain't going to happen if I did that. I'm just telling you right now, it'd be about 30 dead people. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying, you know, the Muslims, they do good. They know to target kids if they can't fight back. I'm not going to do that. But I'm saying this big old boy finally flipped out because there'd been a couple attacks that day on whites, but the media won't tell you that. We'll come back and talk about where the temperature is, where it's going next with Count Dankula. Stay with us. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world. out of the 10 million people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalists do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on, Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the info war on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity fed filter, the highest quality gravity fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this. And ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality, military grade belts, all the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
And now for something completely different. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil.
My girlfriend is always ranting raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil.
And so I thought I would turn them into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil. Who's a good wee Nazi?
I'm not a racist, by the way. I just really, really wanted to piss her off.
Jews.
Ass in prison, massive amounts of money, you name it. Really, patient zero. Count Dankula, I've been interrupting. You're on fire as usual. Count Dankula TV on X, YouTube. Count Dankula. What is the real temperature in the UK? As you pointed out, it's not working. Starmer refused to go. Most popular, most unpopular ever. What is the real temperature? Where is all this going? Their attempted replacement migration. Same thing in Europe. All the right wing parties are surging into leading positions. It looks like the left has miscalculated. How do you see this unfolding?
One thing I've noticed as well, among most of my lefty friends, I'm seeing a huge shift to the right, even coming from them. I'm even getting people who have been staunch SNP supporters their entire lives, like turning their back on the SNP. Another thing that we had as well, which was a little bit over the top, was we had an actual full right-wing demo happening in Glasgow, and they were all like blacked up, masked up, like Antifa. And they were just roaming down the streets chanting, you know, for immigrants to go home. And then there was a little bit of violence involved with that as well. And that kind of made me think, like, that is not a thing that usually happens in Scotland. You don't get Antifa behaviour from the right wing. Basically, in order for them to get to that point, things have to be really, really bad. And that's happening in Scotland because Scotland, unfortunately, is overwhelmingly leftist. And it's just pure, that's just sheer propaganda, as we've discovered as well, because a lot of people's opinions have been influenced by the Nudge Unit, and we can touch on that in a little bit. But basically, I'm noticing a huge surge to the right. Basically, the propaganda doesn't seem to be working anymore because, you know, you've got the media telling you one thing and then your own observed reality tells you another completely different thing. But I think it's also just because every single week you're hearing about some horrific migrant attack. In fact, it's getting that common now that migrant attacks are now falling behind in the media. Like, everybody was talking about the attack that happened in Northern Ireland where that guy tried to, like, saw a man's head off and stabbed his eyes out all on camera. Literally just a few days after that, there was a migrant that stabbed a 17-year-old girl in the neck just in a random attack, completely out of the blue. So basically, they're becoming that commonplace that you're now getting serious attacks like that that are falling through the cracks as well. And it's just like, I'm not really sure what is going on, right? It's just the fact is, like, because we've had all this. It's been around us for ages. People have seen the horrors of immigration. We've seen the grooming gangs. We've seen this. We've seen that. But basically, recently, it seems to now be just sinking in. instead of people just going, oh, that's all right-wing propaganda, it's now sinking into people and people are starting to change their opinions. They're starting to change what they want. People are now looking at the government with a laser focus of, what are you going to do to fix the problem? Oh, actually, you're making it worse. Well, we're going to kick off about that, and that's why you're getting Keir Starmer getting kicked out. And see the next guy that's coming in after him, Andy Burnham, that guy's no better. He's not going to last long either. Right, they're all just going to keep getting kicked out and kicked out and kicked out. And basically the only person that is going to have any kind of staying power now in government is someone who gets rid of the migrants. That's going to be the only person who is actually going to have staying power in government. Which means that reform, looking very, very likely that reform is going to win the next election. Reform is going to win the next election, I think, in a big landslide. The Greens are going to make some gains, maybe, but who really gives a crap about them? I mean, they're led by a guy who scammed women by telling them that he could hypnotize them to make their boobs bigger and everything, because the Greens are all weird and creepy. But basically, I think next government, we're definitely going to get reform. I hope that will bring about change, but I feel that reform are very, very optics captured. They are very like, oh, we're right-wing, but we don't want to be too right-wing because that looks very, very bad. Well, not really, actually, because everyone's getting more and more right-wing as the weeks go on. Every single new article about a migrant attack or a beheading or the grooming gangs report, everybody's surging to the right. So basically, sure. The thing to do now if you want to get any government is lean to the right and actually fix the migrant issue.
Well, that's right. And the statistics show there were, what, 500,000 Muslims in Europe before 9/11. Now there's 43 million at least. There were 500,000 in the UK. Now there's millions and millions and millions and millions. The attacks are increasing. I mean, I've been to London probably 15 times in my life. Some when I was a kid, but most of it once I was an adult, you know, over there doing news stories. And I remember being over there 20 years ago, and I'd be filming Big Ben, and Muslims would walk by and say, turn your camera off. What are you doing? They were used to people bowing down, and I'd say, hey, I'm getting footage. And I'd yell back at them, and they'd be like, whoa, nobody ever did that to me. But now I see more and more of the footage. Even kids are getting back in their faces. People are done. But it's because the escalation. Then I was in the UK, I think the last time, like 5 years ago, and had a lot of Muslims, you know, just talk crap when you're walking by. I think it was because my wife was hot and they didn't, you know, it was upsetting them. But the point was, is I just say, F you back. You know, so and now how are the Muslims responding that people aren't bowing down to them anymore?
I'm not a bit of nerves from them, actually, because it's getting to the point now where they used to, like, we've had even a recent incident in Scotland. This guy is, the police are trying to arrest him, but I think they've backed off because they've realised that it would not go down very well. Basically, there was a little girl just playing in a park, and you get that all the time. You get the migrants coming up to the park, creeping on the children, trying to talk to the children so that they can probably kidnap them, rape them. That's what they're looking for. And a guy filmed that he walked up to this little girl who was playing on one of the played on something at the park, and he says, did that guy just say something to you? And she's like, she looks like about 11 or something, and she went, yeah. And the guy went, what did he say to you? And you can't really hear what she says, but obviously the guy really, really didn't like what he heard, and he just walks up and immediately starts beating the piss out of the guy, just like beating the absolute crap out of him, like on camera. He throws his phone to the ground so he can obviously beat him up a lot more effectively. And people were saying, there was people going, oh, that's terrible, he should be arrested. Nope. Because all that's going to happen is basically if he phoned the police for that guy creeping on a little girl, the police are going to go, oh, you poor little guy, let us drive you back to your migrant hotel with a little pat on the back because you've had a hard day. And everyone like, that's the problem is that basically if the police don't do anything, then the people are going to start doing something. There was a famous case as well where there was girls in a school who actually lodged a complaint. The school didn't make the complaint. The school girls had to make the complaint. And they went down to the local police station and said, look, there's migrant guys coming up to our school fence. They're creeping on us through the fence. They're saying to girls, like, come here to the fence so that they could, like, talk to them and stuff like that. They complained about it to the school. The school phoned the police. The police did nothing. So the girls went to the station themselves and said to the police, we don't feel safe. These guys are creepy. And the police just gave them rape alarms. That's it. They didn't do anything
at
all.
Well, did you see in Germany, in Germany and in Sweden, they told them a few years ago, when a man's trying to rape you, pee on them.
Seriously,
I'm not kidding, guys. Seriously. A German government tells women being raped to pee on the assailant. Now, I've seen countless videos in the UK alone where they try to grab schoolgirls who are coming out of the school, or they wait for women coming out of restaurants or bars and openly try to kidnap them. And then what about the little Scottish girls where the migrants later had to admit that they had been trying to pick them up, trying to grab them, trying to assault them in days before. So she goes and gets a hatchet and knife the next time. And they called them racist, so the police said it wasn't true, but now they've been convicted of it. That was a big deal.
They've been completely vindicated. And this all happened in the same day. The guy walked past the group of girls who are clearly all about like 12, 13, 14, and he said to them, "I'll show you a good time." Like, creepy thing to say to them. And all the girls, like, corroborated this in court. They were all like, he did, in fact, say that. He did actually say that to us. And then the guy came up to confront the girls. The girls told him to go away. The guy went away and phoned his, like, 20-something-year-old sister to come down and beat the girls up for him because he was offended at what they said to him. And basically, that's what caused the altercation. When the altercation started, like, the guy actually shoved one of the girls' heads, like, into the hand railing and hit her head off the metal hand railing. And that is when the knives came out. That's when the girl started, like, pulling the knives out and stuff like that. So it was only after he said a really inappropriate sexual comment to a bunch of 12-year-olds.
And that was previous to other men and him reportedly doing it in days before. She wasn't just carrying her dad's work hatchet around for no reason. And then we have countless other examples of this happening. So now moving into what happened, what, just yesterday or the day before, where was this in Scotland? And the man's running around with a knife. He did wound four Muslims. I don't think you should randomly attack Muslims, folks. I don't agree with that. But at a certain point, people are going to end up pushing back. What's happening with that? And then I learned there were two other migrant attacks that day that even more vicious, stabbing kids. That's why he was pissed. But those aren't being called terrorism. What he did is being called terrorism.
Oh, yeah, immediately getting called terrorism. That one was a little bit weird for us because that's the street that me and my girlfriend go for dinner on. We go up and down that street an awful lot as well. So that's when I messaged her, like, "Are you okay?" And she was like, "What? I'm asleep." And I was like, "All right, okay, never mind then." It's a bit, but basically, yeah, that guy ran up and down the street, did it, and immediately terrorism. It was called terrorism, like, immediately right away. But when Axel Rudakabana, like the guy that done the Southport stabbings, the counter-terror police were like, "Oh, we're not sure. We're not really sure." It's just weird how basically the counter-terror police were already in and calling this terrorism before the handcuffs were even on the guy. But Axel Rudakabana, they wanted to have a little bit of a think about it first. And it's just another example of two-tier police. And again, obviously, I don't agree with what the guy did. Do not run around the street stabbing people. That makes us no better than them. That makes us no better than the migrants that are doing that. You know, we've got a little bit of decorum.
But statistically, it's extremely rare. I mean, people that don't know about Southport or all these other events or the bombings, I mean, you look through a picture window and there's 6 to 7-year-old girls doing a dance recital. So I've seen the unedited footage, just stab them, rip them open, they bleed out dead, and then the government covers it up and doesn't call it terror. But a guy runs around and barely wounds some people because I think he was just raging, glad that nobody was killed.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it's immediately terrorism. That's the two-tier policing people see. And that's why you've got the new prime minister freshly sworn in, Andy Burnham, who was instrumental, along with Keir Starmer, covering up the rape gangs, first saying they didn't exist. Here he is being called a traitor when he arrived at 10 Downing Street to be sworn in today.
Andy Burnham. Andy Burnham. Andy Burnham, is this a coup? Are you mounting a coup, sir?
Prime Minister.
Are you ready to be Prime Minister, sir?
All right, we got about 10 minutes left here, and I could ask you 1,000 different questions, Count Dankula. I love watching your show, love Mad Labs. I know you always went to somebody's dead to a Mad Lab, but you said you wanted to do them. I don't normally solicit, but I'd love you to do a Mad Lab on Alex Jones because I'm actually fanboying here. I want one. So I can't wait to hear what you say. But you won't do it. You won't do it.
Right. No. You're definitely on the list. It's just that I don't think your story's over. I think you've still got a hell of a lot of fun things to do and a lot of things in you. And I mean, it would be a long one. It would be a very, very long video, even if I did it now. Definitely.
How is Dragon? Who's your favorite Mad Lad? The Killdozer or Dragon Lord? Who is it?
Oh, Dragon Lord is an interesting one. He's disappeared. No one knows where he is. No one has any idea where he is. He's deleted all his social media. No one knows where he's living. No one knows what he's doing. He was living in a house with a bunch of allegedly literal Nazis who let them live with him. And there was an accusation made that he tried to touch a 5-year-old girl that was living in the house. And it was after that that he disappeared. And apparently there's a theory that they killed him. And he's buried in the woods somewhere. Like, apparently that's just what I've heard on the ground. I have no idea if that's actually true. I mean,
well, let me tell you, your Mad Lads, I know you know this, is 5-star. I mean, everything you do is really good, But I mean, that ought to be, of course, national TV would be popular. You know, they put real stuff on. That's why the internet's popular. So maybe your Mad Lads is just, how many episodes have you done of that?
It's well over 100 now. Well over 100 episodes of Mad Lads, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'll actually need to double check. It's definitely well over 100, but those always do really, really well. Like the recent one I did on, I did one on J.R.R. Tolkien, the writer of Lord of the Rings. Just because, you know, during this time when everyone's sort of finding their British identity, I kind of thought it'd be good to cover one of the guys that wrote one of the greatest British myths of all time. I would argue he's one of the greatest British authors of all time because he just wrote such an amazing story. So I'm kind of leaning into stuff like that right now. But mostly it's about lol cows recently too, you know, just guys on the internet who are really, really weird and strange. People just love that stuff. Like Cyrax, he's another interesting one as well.
I was wondering, am I crazy enough to be a Mad Lad? Because I'm always going and checking to see when you got a new one. Because
you are crazy enough. You're beyond crazy enough. The Bohemian Grove stuff alone was enough. But also, it's like there's so many clips. I have thought about it. Right, I'll be a bit honest. I've thought about it, and I've thought about parts that I'm going to include. And it's one thing I'm definitely going to include is the thing that you said during your trial about Hillary. You dropped Hillary in the middle of your trial. It was like, what, you mean like what Hillary was doing? It's hilarious and it's really, really funny. And the problem is I know the video would do amazing. I know the video would do amazing. So maybe I'll do it, but I'll make it a multiple parter.
It can be part one. Listen, listeners are like, I've never seen Jones. Yeah. People want me to be in movies. I go, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like begging out there. Put me in your thing. But I'm a huge fan. I've watched all of them. So 7 minutes left. What else is on your radar screen? I've got a million questions, but what's your prediction? I mean, I think Europe gets freed up unless they can they say they want the war with Russia to distract from all the domestic problems. It's all the same globalist, socialist, anti-white crap. I don't see this working anymore. Where do you see this going? And then other key things that you're focused on right now.
I think people are waking up. I think people are starting to realize. I think the propaganda just isn't working anymore, especially after, like, you heard about the Nudge Unit. Have you heard about this thing that came out about the Nudge Unit?
Yeah, tell folks about that.
We've heard whispers of this for a wee while and we kind of noticed it, but it's like, how come all the victims' families of migrant attacks, why do they all say the same thing? Oh, they would have never wanted this to be about race. They would never want this to be used by the far right to sow division. And it's sort of like, people aren't even like changing it so it looks like their own work. They're just reading from a script. Why are they making the exact same statements all the time? And we had a theory that there's a group called the Nudge Unit, and we originally believed it was the Behavioral Insights team, who are definitely a part of it, who basically use propaganda and basically psyops to influence public opinion in the way that they want. Now, they are still part of it, but it ended up being called the RICU unit. And it turns out that any time there's a migrant attack, they visit the victims' families. And basically, the victims' families obviously want to say a bunch of things publicly, but they basically visit them and they say, look, if you say all these things and you basically encourage hatred to migrants and there's protests and stuff as a result of this, you're going to be held criminally
responsible. And by the way, that was even in the newspaper, because they put it in there but don't know that we know how to decipher it. That, oh, well, the person doesn't speak English and, you know, is not fit to be interviewed, so we let him go. But they said, but don't worry, a special police unit is staying for the next week with the family of the victim to make sure they behave themselves.
That's the RICU. That's the Nudge Unit. They give people a little nudge to make them say the right things. Another thing they were behind as well, remember after the Manchester Arena bombing, the Don't Look Back in Anger chant where everybody was singing, that was the Nudge Unit. They created that. They actually created.
And what's the technical name for the Nudge Unit? Because I know they have them here too. But what's the technical name in the UK?
RICU, RICU unit.
RICU.
I think
RICU
means unit, but they're called RICU. Yeah.
Oh, RICU.
They've been exposed recently, and it turns out they were even doing things like they had undercover agents acting as mourners at memorial sites, laying down flowers and stuff. So see how the mourners that you've seen and like going up and laying flowers.
Yeah, see, even at your kid's funeral, if you go, damn those Muslims, you're right to prison.
Yeah, exactly. They basically threaten the families into silence because they know if the families came out and said the things that they really want to say, it would cause riots all up and down the country. And basically the fact that they're having to go to such extremes, especially when it comes to arresting political dissidents and, you know, you're arresting, they're even going as far as arresting basic bitch Facebook mums for little silly posts that they made. The fact that they are going to such extremes, they're scared. they're scared. They're very, very, very concerned about a genuine uprising. Like, I've always said for ages, oh, I'll never come to civil war. I'll never come to civil war. But now that I'm seeing the state and the system actually panicking a little bit and going to such psyop, like, propaganda extremes and really going out of their way to control the narrative to the point they used to be really good at it. Now they're getting caught. They're getting caught constantly all the time and they're getting sloppy and people get sloppy whenever they're panicking. Right, so that's making me start to think that maybe something is coming. I have absolutely no idea, but as they're floundering, too many people are swinging to the right, too many people are now going to vote reform, too many people are going to the right wing and they're noticing the men behind the curtain, they're realising they know how to translate the media, where it's like, oh, no description of the attacker. Well, I know what he looks like and I probably know where he's from. Not here. Right, but it's like, yeah, too many people are waking up and I think the condition has been broken. I genuinely think the condition is being broken and I think things are probably going to get a lot uglier before they get better.
Yeah, well I remember when I went and covered Bilderberg like 12, 14 years ago in the UK. It was a beautiful place, forget the name, north of London, just beautiful rolling hills, this big hotel. And so we were going to have a demonstration. I didn't know like 15,000 would show up or whatever. But in the days before it even starts, they send like MI5 to talk to me, MI6. They send the police captain. And they come to my, I'm having dinner in the bottom of this hotel and he just goes, we just want to make sure you're not going to call for an uprising. And I said, well, you guys are smart. You know, I've been on the air for 15 years or whatever it was back then. You know, I'm not violent. You know, I do what I say I'm going to do. And we're here to cover it and to have a free speech demonstration about the secret elite. They've said this doesn't exist. It's ridiculous. All these black helicopters land. There's all this Secret Service. And he goes, yeah, we know that. I've just been told to, you know, tell you don't call for an uprising. And then when I'm walking in, they got all these bigger British cops, the classic Bobby outfits. They're like, watch yourself, Alex. Don't do anything you shouldn't. And I'm like, guys, you know I'm not going to call what an uprising in a field. Attack! You know, it's like, attack the hotel. Like, it's not my M.O. And police all know M.O. They know that's everything. So what is that about? Is another form of intimidation? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's basically, they are genuinely very, very concerned about that happening, because there was even like leaked footage of, you know, how police officers do riot drills where they're all geared up with the, you know, the helmets and the shields and everything, but the people, the rioters or other officers just sort of dressed up. Yeah. They're doing training. They like throw chairs at them. Here's how you sit in shield formation. They're doing their training. But there was leaked footage that shows that the rioters, the police officers dressed as rioters were wearing things like Union Jacks. And crucifixes and like
same thing here, American flags. But that was the thing. Once we walk in that morning, as thousands are showing up, they got these police line up and they're like, watch it, Alex. You be careful. And they all actually seemed really concerned. And you look at this nice crowd of people and families. Yeah, dude, this is a motley crew here. We're about to, you know, but now because they push so hard, they're about to get what they fear, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're like, oh, don't call for an uprising. Don't do things that's going to sow discord and everything. And this is the thing that's hilarious. It's at the point now where we don't have to. Basically, we just have to let them continue with everything that they're doing and for the public to see it. And it's an inevitability. Like, that's the thing is, oh, don't call for an uprising. It's like, you're the ones that are going to cause it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they don't see they're the ones causing it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I don't call for an uprising. We don't have to. We literally don't have to. That's going to happen on its own. And it's purely because of your own actions that's caused it. And see, to be honest, they deserve it. Like hundreds
of thousands
of British
girls. The question is, though, most revolutions... do 5 more minutes. I got to go, but we have another special guest joining us. Count Dankula TV on X. Count Dankula, I want to ask him, though, most revolutions end up turning bad. How does he see the revolution ending in a good way?
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like... these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies.
Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack. A massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Count Dankula, final segment. We have another special guest on huge topics that I'll get to in a moment. Charlie Kirk, you name it. A really smart guy. But Count Dankula, I had the question for you. Yes, they're afraid of an uprising. The cops are, but now that the left knows they're losing politically, they admit they want uprisings and race war, so there's not the people getting together against the elites. And so I'm very concerned about this stuff kicking off violently. They're also funding the left pushing that. Do you agree with that, A? And B, what do you think of, obviously, Nigel Farage? A lot of folks think Restore is compromised, that Rupert Lowe's group is a lot better. Which is Restore. Reform is Nigel Farage, who I used to think was a good guy, but all the stuff I've seen show he's gone sideways. But yeah. But not just for the UK, for Western-wide, under UN replacement migration attack, what is the way out of this peacefully to have a velvet revolution?
I think it's like the way to get out of this peacefully is I don't want it to come to violence, and I don't want violence up and down the country. I've got two little kids and stuff like that. Like I don't want it to come to violence. I don't want people to die or get hurt as a result of this. But basically, me personally, you know, as a libertarian, I think the left and the right is at the point now where we can't live together. We basically need to draw a line down the middle of the country, and it's so we can have our side with all the common sense and Christianity and liberty and, you know, freedom-loving ideals that we want. And then you've got your side where you can have as many grooming gangs and immigrants and street beheadings as you want, right? Because it's at the point where I don't want to be held to the beck and call of voters who are completely retarded and make stupid political decisions, right? I don't want to be at the behest of these people
anymore. And how do we
anymore,
carry so out, how do we carry out, how does the West divorce itself from the left, from the Satanists, from the pedos when they're infesting everything?
That's the part. And it's basically, I do think that the government is going to get toppled one day. Ideally, I don't want any violence, but the way things are going, things are just getting that bad. Things are getting that bad, but it's a case of people are now feeling like this isn't just petty politics and you vote for your guy and I vote for my guy. Like a lot of people are starting to feel like this is about survival now, where it's like, I want my predecessors, I want my children and their children and their children and their children to grow up in a wonderful, safe and prosperous country, right? And basically this is the flashpoint where we have to make that happen, because basically if they get in and they get complete absolute control, we're in a lot of trouble. Basically, we can't have the government getting any stronger, because if it does, then it'll be a lot harder to get rid of. You know that famous saying, friend, you can vote your way into communism, but you have to shoot your way back out, right? That's the problem. Again, don't want it to come to violence, but I see it as an inevitability at this point, and it's purely through the government's own actions, because they have completely ignored all of the problems that people are screaming at them about and have been for decades. So basically, if your vote does nothing, you know, if your voice does nothing, if your videos and your activism and your protests and everything else does absolutely nothing to solve any of these problems, the government instead just goes, shut up, racist, and completely ignores you, well, then you're leaving people with only one option, right? And it's like, in a weird way, I think the government knows this. I'm worried that they're hoping for a right-wing uprising. It'll be a bit bloody. It'll be a bit horrible. And then they use that as an excuse to just push in the most extreme laws you've ever seen. But things were that bad that everyone's, oh, yes, please take away more of our rights.
But what Starmer is trying and what Germany's doing is just bad as it gets. I mean, it's like super-grade tyranny. It's like, you know.
Yeah, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a controlled democracy. Like, Germany's panicking to the point where the AfD, who when I last checked, they were polling at about 20-25%. So that means like one in four to one in five Germans wants the AfD. And the point of democracy is you're supposed to be able to receive information and make an informed vote for the party that you want. Everyone is supposed to take part in democracy, right? It's politics by the people. And because one of the parties is doing things that they don't like, Germany now wants to just ban the AfD in its entirety. They just want to completely ban an entire political party, despite how big they are. Now, see, if your government wants to do that, you don't live in a democracy. You live in a controlled democracy.
That's right.
Which is what North Korea has.
Yeah, we're out of time.
North Korea has a controlled democracy, yeah.
Sad I couldn't see you when you were here in town, had a family emergency. But real quick, what is the GPS location on your chest? What are those coordinates?
Oh, I don't, people that theorize that. I bought this shirt from like a random shop. I think it's Times Square. This doesn't mean anything. People thought I was sending secret messages. It's just a random shirt.
Well, that's a place we don't want to go, Times Square. Count Dankula, thank you so much.
No worries, man. Good to see you again.
Great job. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA. Just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. And that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been watching his stuff for about a year, and I watch it quite a bit. Jesse on Fire, really smart guy. And I want to get him on the show, so we've got him here with us right now. We'll be going to him in a minute, but I didn't plug last hour, so I'm going to plug it right now. We're not going to be here on air because we're funded by you, not by the Israelis, not by the Russians, not by the Chinese, by the Republicans, Democrats, not by billionaires, by you at thealexjonesstore.com. And that means I operate in the free market of ideas and quality. And that means anything we bring you supplement-wise is going to be the best designed to blow you away. That means the knives we've got, the best. That means the silver coins, the best. That means the Patriot Apparel, widest selection, some of the best designs. It's all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now, we're kicking off the summer, start of summer super sale for only 2 weeks. Every 3 days, the sale changes. Every 3 days, one best-selling supplement like Ultramethylene Blue or all-time bestseller is buy one, get one free. You can also get the 50% off on T3 iodine, the missing link in the body. This will change your life. This does work. Got a big article actually out today that record levels of Americans are popping more supplements than ever. It's Amazon's biggest market. It's Whole Foods' biggest market because it works. Well, we got stuff even better than them, or a lot of stuff we sell is their top of the line. We private label. I mean, brands they sell. Then he's like, he sells unapproved stuff that the FDA doesn't approve. The FDA doesn't have jurisdiction over supplements. That's why it's not FDA approved. It's not a damn drug. But it says Americans are ditching multivitamins because most of them are synthetic and crap. It's not most vitamins you're missing. It's the type of vitamin and mineral you're getting. And it's the trace elements and the super nutrients like bovine colostrum. It's incredible. We got the best. Methylene blue. It's incredible. We got the best. Shilajit. It's incredible. We got the best. It's easy. In fact, only two or three times out of more than 100 supplements we put out over the years have we gone to the top rated company and said, we want a private label. And they go, no, we don't like you. Sometimes they go, we want to sign a non-disclosure. We don't want to get attacked. That we've done that. And we don't say who makes it. Of course, we don't want to say who makes it. But we go out. Oh, it's 5-star. It's got all the ratings. Oh, it's triple tested. Plus, we test it again. Boom. We don't reinvent the wheel. Okay. I mean, it'd be like if Ferrari would let me sell Ferraris and it'd be the same Ferrari, but I could take off part of the markup and just call it something else like Stallion And instead of selling it for $1 million, I could sell it for $500,000 and still make $200,000. I'd undercut Ferrari and sell it. So we're selling Ferraris with the name off. It's Ferrari. Okay? That's what we got for you. But look at this article. Americans popping more supplements than ever, study finds. But fewer multivitamins because they're smart. So many of the synthetic vitamins, folks, are actually toxic for you. So take advantage of the summer super sale, a whole bunch of other big discounts, and look at these new hats. I designed this obnoxious redneck deluxe, 1776 with two cross musket rifles. Got made in the USA with the leather on there, made by Dickie. Right there, it's made in the USA. Right there, baby. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com, and that's funding the second American Revolution worldwide. I want to hire more hosts, more reporters, more people. But right now, we're in a holding pattern rebuilding. Enough funds are coming in to operate and do some of the legal battles, but not enough to go into high gear with the nitrous oxide. Support us. Become a VIP. You can cancel anytime. $30 a month. Every time it rolls over, it charges you $30. $40 essentially put in your account. $40. You make $10 on that. Make $40 total for the $30. You get a special deal, special offers, sales on top of everything. Like, take our water filtration with the highest quality filters that cut out all the garbage, hundreds of chemicals to non-detectable levels, and the highest quality stainless steel housing, 3-gallon, beautiful system. Nobody's got one this good. And there's like $100 less than competition that are just gouging you. It's real simple. We go out and have the highest rated company make it for us with the highest level standards and say, can you even take the stainless steel up to another level? That's what people look at this and go, God, I've never seen one that good looking. It's like Darth Vader's helmet, but it's silver. It's beautiful in your kitchen, beautiful in your house. You owe it to yourself not to be drinking this garbage. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Do not wait. And all the testing stuff, all that's there, and that makes this broadcast possible. That's how we're doing it. But I need your support. But if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. And it's no commitment because you just, in your profile, click and cancel at any time, and you don't get charged recurringly every month. It also, if a supplement sells out, which happens sometimes a lot, you can become a subscriber, get it for 50% off, lock it that price in forever, unless you cancel. And then they always hold it back for you to make sure you get it. A lot of win-win scenarios at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for being the reason we stay on the air despite all of these enemy attacks. They are so pissed off. But they wouldn't be trying to shut me down so hard if we weren't effective. Now, our guest is with us for the rest of the hour. He has a little bit more time, a little bit more. But then, into the next hour, you see the Israel lobby coming out and saying, it's preposterous. People are saying Israel did 9/11. They're kind of begging the question. Me thinks you protest too much, like Macbeth. So we're going to look at the Israelis, not just Urban Moving Systems, who admitted, oh, we were told it was going to blow up, so we got there that day, and they were connected to Mossad. That's everybody knows about that. We'll cover that. Don't worry. No, it's the Israeli slash, they're all Israeli, but out of Austria art project with the gelatin plastic explosive art project. And they said their project, they would release to the world their art on 9/11. And they're right there in the tower where the plane hit in the exact spot where the explosions happened. Wait till we get to that. And the reason I'm doing this is what I've been saying for months, well, really last year. When Israel gets us in this forever war, they know it's not going to be easy. They're going to keep us in it. They're going to need a new 9/11. And Israel's fingerprints were all over that with elements of our own Pentagon and the neocons here. We're going to cover that too. Wasn't just Israel that hit the USS Liberty. It was in conjunction with McNamara in 67 and LBJ. That came out from the witnesses, from the admirals, from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, who I interviewed before he died on air saying it. I've interviewed the admirals, you know, and LBJ says, I want that GD ship on the bottom. They're meant to be blamed on Egypt so they can nuke them and go to war with Russia. Yeah, Operation Northwoods 2.0. So that's where we are here. And now all these top Israeli defense people and intelligence people say, we'll show America Iran's about to do a new 9/11, and then they'll get behind our war. They're not even veiling. And I said, their next move's a new 9/11 for months and months, and now they're saying, oh, yeah? New 9/11, bitch. You're going to be sucking our wiener. You're going to be putting your kids in the draft to do what you're told. And then they pop up, and a bunch of them say it. Articles are at alexjoneslive.com. All right, I'm going to try to shut up and give our guest the floor. I agree with about 95% of what he says. He thinks this guy down in Palm Beach that does look a lot like, could be, you know, Larry Silverstein's brother is Larry Silverstein. I mean, would they actually hide it in plain view like this? He says he's not. People think I'm Bill Hicks. I don't look that much like Bill Hicks, but I don't know. I don't think this is Larry Silverstein, unless he did some plastic surgery, unless the head got smaller. And his head's more like a little peanut, though the teeth are similar. But if you're an Ashkenazi Jew, I mean, they tested this guy's DNA, Russian Jew, Polish Jew, originally Polish, then they went into Russia. I mean, they're probably, you know, heavily related. I mean, but it's like you can look at a Labrador Retriever, a black one, and say, God, I can't, looks just like my dog I had when I was a kid, because the genetics are almost the same. You go to China and walk around, everybody looks the same. It's homogeneous, but we'll get to that later in the hour, maybe a little bit in the next hour, with our guest Jesse on Fire. Is a YouTube creator, podcaster known for breaking down controversial news stories, politics, combat, sports, and internet culture with a focus on critical thinking and independent analysis. He's got a great show, great energy, great brain. YouTube and Spotify, Jesse on Fire. Instagram, Jesse, Real Jesse on Fire, and on X, Real Jesse on Fire. All right, you sent a lot of topics, Israel opposition in our politics and getting involved, the nightmare of the Iran situation, Jeffrey Epstein and the evidence that he's living openly in Palm Beach. It's overwhelming. Not sure about that. Charlie Kirk assassination theory, that he's still alive. I think a lot of it does point towards that. Certainly the whole official story is horse manure. So, Jesse on Fire, take it away.
First of all, thank you for having me on. Huge fan, longtime fan. And I'm ecstatic to be able to talk to you about the Charlie Kirk one, because I basically told myself, I'm like, if Alex tells me I'm crazy, then I might just be like, okay, maybe I'll just shut it down. But I'm glad that it sounds like there is actual evidence that people agree with, because I don't know. Once I put the theory together, obviously there's no way for me to know for sure.
Well, let me tell you what happened. I'm interrupting you right away, and I said I'd shut up, but well, you know what? I'll get to it later. Just make me go back to what I'm going to tell you after you talk about Kirk. In fact, let's start with Kirk first. Go ahead.
Okay, go for it. No, I was just going to say that, like, there's no way to know for sure, but once I put it together and I did this, you know, I started doing this series on it, and every single thing that I went back and looked at, there's so much stuff to look at when it comes to this case that you forget about half of it until you go back. And every time that I went back and looked at something that didn't really line up, it lined up perfect if that's what's actually going on. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree. So let me just throw this out because I want to hear from you. I don't go with these things usually, but I'll have folks on that I agree with, and I'll be honest about it, that I'm leaning towards this. Sean Johnson, Navy SEAL, whole bunch, 7 combat tours, really smart guy, met him through Joe Rogan, their friends, and he knows a bunch of other Navy SEALs and Delta Force guys, and we work out with some of them. About a week into it, he goes, that's a squib from stuntmen. That's what all the military guys think. They think he's alive. And he said, but obviously, he's got a podcast. He goes, I'm not going to say that because I'm not 100% sure. And then I'm like, I don't know. And then they said 30-odd 6 to the neck and all that ridiculous crap. And then Cash Patel didn't want an investigation of accomplices, didn't want to look at foreign powers and the way his wife acted. It was either that or some type of low energy, slower air gun or something, is what some other military think or something. Maybe exploding, Mike, and it didn't detonate properly. Why did they dig out the concrete under it under orders of the FBI and the governor? I mean, there is a cover-up. The official story is horse crap, so then what is it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to break it down in the most simple possible way and just not get into the meat and bones of it, it's like, if you can essentially, and by the way, I preface this, I'm not saying any of this is fact, but thought exercise, if you can prove that you have a half dozen to a dozen people who are in Charlie's inner circle involved that day, what is more likely, that they were involved in whacking out their best friend, husband, and whoever, or that they were involved in an elaborate hoax where the motive would have been Charlie? Have you seen the clip of Charlie talking about that, that Joe Biden and Jack Smith had targeted him in the special investigation, or in the special prosecutor investigation? He was like number 2 target, apparently. And he spent the entire final year of the campaign believing that if Trump lost, he's going to go to prison for a long time.
He said the first thing he thought when Trump won at, 1:27 at night, Central, that, oh, great, I'm not going to prison.
Yep. Yep. And so every person with a gigantic profile who is facing down an investigation, and again, I love Charlie.
They have major pressure on them to hit the ejection button and make themselves bigger than life. That way you have the cake and eat it too.
Yep. But I just mean that anybody who's facing inevitable prison, Kenneth Lay, stuff like that. It's like, if you know that you're going to go down, everybody's going to get to, well, my only out is fake my death.
And I do believe Ken Lay, that was fake. I think an hour to go into it, he was down in South America, was seen 100% that was staged.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean,
that was Enron, by the way.
The side of it that's like, oh, you know, what happened that day? I've just looked to other people's research because when I started putting it together myself, it had everything to do with the behavior of the people around it. I just couldn't figure it out.
Well, that was the biggest thing. It's like they're laughing, they're smiling, they don't look upset. Where's all the blood? And it looks like a squib coming out. And I'm not, folks, I'm just saying a week into it, there was a consensus with Sean Johnson's military buddies who were like, he's a demolition expert, you name it, and a weapons expert. They said, no, we think that's fake. We think he's alive. And I said, well, I'm not going to go there yet. And now it's just the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of people that focus on the case are, I would say they would consider themselves adversaries of TPUSA. I don't consider myself an adversary of anybody. And candidly, one of the main reasons that I did the series is because I saw when I thought that I had figured it out, I was like, I think everyone who's attacking them has a complete misunderstanding of what actually happened. And they're doing it where they're actually attacking Charlie. They think that they're protecting him and they're doing the exact opposite.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, I wouldn't say super good friends, but I met him during the 2016 campaign. We flew on a plane together, talked a lot. He would call and thank me from time to time and said, great job exposing Epstein. Keep it up. Put pressure. Good pressure. Put pressure on Trump. He wants to go to full. They're trying to get him into full war. That's right before he got killed. I mean, I got the phone records. You know, he called me and texted me. And so he was a great guy, and that's why it's hard to believe any of this, the boldness to stage it. But the official story, again, the 30-odd-6, none of it's true. And so, when you look at all this, it really does point towards that. And I'm a big TPUSA fan. I think their work's been very important. Exactly. I'm not saying this just to get clicks or something. In fact, I could have come out week one with, I mean, all these Delta Force and Navy SEALs. I mean, it was a consensus. Sean was getting them on the phone and stuff. They were like, oh, no, we all know it's fake. He's alive. I mean, and these are experts. They're like, that's fake.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And I mean, when you look at Erica specifically, the other thing to look at, and I always recommend this to people, is I go look at her and Charlie on video together before this happened and then compare it to afterwards. Because how do you explain the gigantic shift in energy? Like, obviously she's not showing grief, but she also is totally normal on camera when she's with Charlie. It appears like they have an incredible relationship. And so you look and you're like,
Loving and beautiful and genuine when Charlie's there. Then obviously her eyes get crazy. She acts witch-like. If you wanted to be an actress and put off, to come off as disingenuous, you'd have to be a master actor to look that disingenuous.
Yes, that's an excellent way to put it. You would have to be Daniel Day-Lewis to successfully look as disingenuous as she has looked in all of these things. But also, you know, when you think back on a lot of the early stuff where, you know, they put on Instagram where she's there, you know, over the coffin and you're like, what is this? Like who would do this? Like who would make a show like this unless, you know, you're trying to sell it? And the other thing too is, when Milo Yiannopoulos went on Tim Pool's channel, I think it was on December 5th, 2025, if I remember correctly, and he outed the fact that he knew for 100% sure that Charlie had not been buried yet. It's like a hair short of 3 months after the assassination. And that was right when Erica went on that press tour, literally right after that is when she went on the press tour and she was like, can I just have this one thing? And so in hindsight, I'm like, this feels like this might have been a reaction to this, you know, this big elaborate, a big thing that they definitely were like, oh my God, how could he have known that? And now everybody knows that.
Yeah, we were just showing a joke video of a fake Erica. I told the crew, and they're doing a great job. No need to show the fake ones. Show that first rally where she doesn't come out eyes swollen, crying, any of that. She's like, woo, baby, in the hot black pants. Oh God. And everybody's like, what the hell is this? And then it just goes on. And then she overcompensates all acting pissed off. I'm sorry. It just, and I even told TPUSA, their highest level people, I said, listen, because I don't think they killed him. I know all these people well. I've had dinner with them. These are like nerdly Christian. I don't mean that mean. Like we need people to vote. Yes, we're working hard. Alex, you need to stop drinking. I've actually been out to dinner with them before. And Alex, you should, I know you're a Christian, but are you sure you should have another double vodka? No. I mean, these are not Lex Luthor people. But then you look at the story, none of it adds up. And I've told that high-level folks, like, let me do you a favor. This is early on. I said, tell her to shut up. Just shut up. You're hurting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's basically the fundamentals of the entire belief system for me was I looked at these guys, and especially if you look at the video of them on election night and you look at how they all interact, it's like, these are good people who love Charlie. They don't like him. He's not like a bot. These
and
guys,
that's another reason I came to her defense early on, because I had dinner with them 5 or 6 times, been at a few of their events, and you can't fake this Christian stuff. And I'm Christian, but I'm not like Bible thumper on your ass. When I saw they're having orgies at TPUSA, they're all on cocaine. No, folks, it's a snore fest of them making phone calls, doing interviews, and workaholics. I'm telling you, there's no swinging from chandeliers. That's why when you see all this stuff about them, now she's had a little bit more racy past before Charlie, but the rest of these people, this is like watching paint dry, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the other thing too is it, let's say hypothetically that they had actually been involved in a large conspiracy to whack him out. When they're doing the podcast early on where you had Mikey McCoy, Blake Neff, Andrew Colvett, and Erica on that one, and it was like 12 days after Charlie had supposedly gotten killed, none of them are sad at all. Like they're all ear to ear smiles. I'm like, this makes no sense. Like and at the time I couldn't put it together. I was just like, what's up with these people? I don't get it. It was all in hindsight when I started really thinking through a bunch of different things. You know what the big key that actually the final thing that was like a lightning bolt where I'm like, I think I figured it out, was actually Phil Lyman's appearance on your show, like literally within a day or two afterwards, when he said that he had seen those two girls and they were goth or whatever. And they go, you know, oh, F these people. And for some reason, right after I heard Erica's recording after the memorial, and she was talking about the merch sales, I was live streaming that when I listened to it for the first time, and I closed it out. I'm like, she's either an alien or Charlie's alive. I don't think that there's a third option here. And I walked downstairs, and for some reason that Phil Lyman interview popped into my head. And I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, Phil Lyman says it's those two girls, that points to the leftists. And for some reason that was the one where I'm like, I know what they did. Like, I know what they did. And then I started putting it together from there, because
well, let's start walking through that. I don't know what you're going to say, but you have all these leftists right when the gunshot goes, turns around and yell, yay. You have this weird known leftist operative that pops up everywhere for the Bushes and others for decades, who popped Zinn, is his name. He pops up and says, I did it, I'm the shooter. And then he says, I did it so he could get away. They thought they were part of something more like decoys or for the show. None of them were in fear. I don't think they were read in on the whole thing. Is that where you're going with this?
Well, with those people, I think that there was just a very concerted effort to push the suspicion towards leftists. Like,
they were there to be leftists saying, yeah, you killed him too. Like they were, and you had 10 different trannies say he'll be dead tomorrow, and then Cash won't look into them. I was told by TPUSA, well, he doesn't think they can convict him. So, and they tell Tulsi Gabbard, don't look at them and don't look at Israel. So yeah, but what you have is them pushing a narrative day one that isn't true. You have a clear ChatGPT confession letter. You have the gun found reassembled in a chicken coop when no other gun dogs can find it. The FBI finds it in 2 minutes. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's a magic bullet just like JFK, but even more magic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so as it relates to the leftists who were there, because I covered this case extensively from the very beginning, and I was one of the only people who was really pushing back hard on the official narrative, but I was still focused pretty heavily on the leftists. I thought it was leftists, and I just thought it was a huge group of them.
Yeah, we had a bunch of trannies running around killing people.
Standing up cheering?
Sir, we had a bunch of trannies running around killing people every week then. It made perfect sense. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I made some connections to between one of the, you know, leftist that I thought stood out as a very likely, you know, conspirator to the Robin Westman one in Minnesota. I mean, I have this whole thing. I mean, I covered it extensively on that side, but at the end of the day, it's like, it wouldn't be challenging to put a bunch of leftists physically there if you leak the fact that something's going to happen there through those channels and you put them there on purpose. Cause that's what I was saying is I like originally, I'm like, I don't care if someone just had read in a forum that they're going to clip Charlie that day. If they knew that, showed up, put him in prison for 50 years just for knowing and
Jesse,
not saying anything.
Jesse, you're on fire. Jesse on fire is our guest. We're going to come right back with him. I agree where he's pointing. I'm not saying 100%, but the other stuff 100% doesn't make sense. It's a lie. But then, but he wasn't even really shot. Why dig up all the concrete and say destroy the crime scene? Again, I mean, this sucker gets weirder. This is the ultimate whodunit, folks. This makes JFK look simple. We'll be right back with Jesse on Fire on Alex Jones.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its business?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And
let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the mark of the beast system. And it dovetails with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve Parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to the top economist, who's a great patriot, Dr. Kirk Kelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record, the biggest company, because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation. They can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God,
the numbers are telling us.
God always gives his people a way out, but the people perish always for lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast, when he talks about it in Revelation. He's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. We'll call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's Alex Jones.
All right, Jesse on Fire is a very smart guy, and I watch his show every couple days now. When I first found him like a year ago, I'd watch him here and there. I thought, oh, that's a smart guy, but now he's definitely a go-to. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I always get called that. 98% of what I do is public events. I give my analysis, my opinion on it, okay? And I have guests on to talk about interesting things. And the media will take snippets out of context or this or that. It's just what they do. And people actually find the show. They go, well, this is different than what I thought it was. But I mean, military experts, a week into it, and I didn't really get in arguments with Sean Johnson. I was just like, that's bold, man. I know these guys, and they're a bunch of, you know, happy campers. And he goes, yeah, okay, well, and then the 30-odd-6 thing, all that's even more insane. And you watch their body language, and I didn't know he was going to cover this topic there. I have it already. Guys, pull up. There's pretty up-close video of when they grab him and put him behind the deal, and they're sitting there smiling, and it's low energy, and when they're carrying him to the car, I mean, I'm sorry. I've had Green Berets on, people that have, you know, medics, you name it, even them that are trained, when they're putting pressure on blood and bullet holes, they are stressed out. Their eyes are like this. I mean, I've been at car wrecks and helped people, and I know I'm all adrenaline all like this. I mean, even paramedics are like that. You don't see somebody you really known for over a decade. They're good for, I mean, I've had friends hurt before, and you see their compound fracture or something. You got to get sick of your stomach because you care about this person, yeah, even if you're tough. I didn't see people puking. I didn't see any of the stuff you'd see out of a – I mean, if you had like 20 of your crew with you, I guarantee if somebody shot me in the neck and I'm bleeding out, there'd be crew puking. There'd be people freaking out, at least some of them. You didn't see any of that. You saw them running around like they'd had football plays, grabbing all the equipment, grabbing the stuff like it was all super rehearsed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then the – lack of blood. That was one of the things too that I heard prior to me even entertaining this theory was like, I heard guys that are, you know, very, very experienced, special ops guys. And they're like, where is the blood all over their hands, their shirts, their feet, their shoes, everything? There should be an enormous amount of blood on all of these guys. And they're carrying him. There's no blood trail on the cement. They ignore the first aid guy, that when they try to approach the car. And it's just, you know, and again, I thought, I mean, if you wanted to boil my theory down to a single concept, it's that everybody sees these inconsistencies and they have less faith in humanity than I do, where I'm like, these guys are not going to conspire to kill him. So if there are all these inconsistencies, it has to be something else because these are good people. Like they're not going to do that, you know? So that's literally the only place where I differentiate from everybody else is that I'm giving all of them the benefit of the doubt and they're interpreting it to be murder because they're taking for granted that Charlie's dead, and I'm not.
But then the 30-odd-6 steel neck crap and all this, none of that adds up.
Oh, yeah, it's not nonsense. Yeah, we went, myself and Heavy Duty Country has a huge channel on YouTube as well, and we went out to his ranch, and we shot every single type of 30-odd-6 at, like, these huge roasts. We put a big cow femur behind it. It obviously just tore through everything. Valhalla VFT went out there. He shot, I think it was like half inch steel. 30-odd-6 went straight through it. And, I mean, so they said that it was a frangible round. So I went on the internet. The only frangible rounds I could find were relics from World War II, and I bought them. They were like $12 each round. I think we got six of them. And, you know, people were like, you probably shouldn't shoot those. And we're like, well, we're just going to roll the dice. And we shot them, but you could hear that the powder had degraded. They were probably going half or maybe even 40% as fast as they, you know, would have been normally.
Barely made it
out
of the barrel.
And they still ripped straight through the roast and straight through the bone. All of it.
Sure. I watched the report and I other people's as well. And I saw people going, oh, well, it was a Sabo. Well, if it was a Sabo with a smaller round, it goes even through things faster. It just, and again, you have those, air marshal, you know, 9mm that don't go through the plane, still they go, you know, through a neck. So yeah, absolute horse crap.
Yeah. I mean, it says there's nothing there. There's nothing there, man, on a neck.
So no one's buying it. Undoubtedly, you watch Trump's poll numbers. Turk gets killed. They cover up Epstein. The Iran war, he's gone from like 56 points or even higher to 30 now. Don't they get that this has not worked well for them?
I mean, yeah, that's the other thing is sometimes, like some of the kind of standard pushback that I get is they're like, okay, well, so why would the administration have agreed to this? I'm like, did you see Butler? I'm like this. So it's not just that it was going to be, if it would have worked, it would have been a positive thing for their, you know, forthcoming, control of the government. But the other thing is like, it's like what you would have had to get a yes from Trump. And it's like, so what is going to motivate Trump? And immediately following the assassination, they publicly announced that they had deemed, Antifa and these left-wing groups as domestic terrorists. And that unlocks the Patriot Act. And they specifically said that they were then going to be able to target the people who are funding those groups, which are undoubtedly the exact people who are trying to put Charlie in prison, trying to put Trump in prison. So it would have been the context.
And now let's expand on that.
Bury those guys.
100%. Now what happened at the UFC? Now that FBI experts on, you name it. But the FBI famously hatches like 97% of these terror plots with Muslims. Same thing here. Oh, it's Antifa. Oh, it's anti-data centers. Oh, they're anti-AIPAC. Now let's ban anybody that criticizes AIPAC. That's what the Israeli operatives are calling for. And then they put out this new terrorism prospectus alert that the domestic terrorism is the main threat. And I get it. The left are terrorists, blowing up the Teslas. I agree. But when they do something, but instead, oh, we got to surveil everybody and ban criticizing AIPAC. Now it shifts from don't kill conservatives or anybody else to, oh, if you're anti-AIPAC, you're a terrorist. And then you look at all these people they've indicted. They literally all live with their mother. Like one of them had a gun. They have like 80 IQs. None of it was real. It was all delusional crap. They called a very serious threat. They stopped. Whole thing a PR exercise. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. And the other thing that I noticed about that particular story was the day that they announced it, they said that they had arrested five people of a 23 person plot in a Signal group, which made me think, the Whitmer one, it was like, oh, they got two or three guys that they entrapped and then like 12 agents and informants. So if they only arrested five of the 23, then how many of the other people were just entrapping these guys? And then they ran another story after that a couple days later where they said that local law enforcement was upset that Cash had announced the arrests because it somehow jammed them up from making additional arrests, which I think was probably them, you know, responding to people pointing out that they had only arrested 5 of 23. And they're like, oh, well, now we can't do it. You know, we can't make the other arrests because, you know, Cash announced it or whatever. You know what I mean?
And that also adds a cover up. And guys, I had this from the top of TPUSA, and then I got it from inside the cabinet. I broke all this. Remember, like 6 days after he was killed, Cash comes in. I have the president's authority. We're not looking at foreign intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, and we're not looking at the trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow. And so I raised that TPUSA. They go, well, he didn't think they could get the convictions. Whatever. It's the proof. It's trannies. But if you don't have it's the proof, it's them, then you don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. And everybody thinks that I don't know this to be a fact, and I'm certainly not trying to throw anybody in a jackpot, but I've been operating under the assumption that Joe Kent was the original source who publicly, you know, who got that word out that Cash had blocked their ability to look into foreign ties. And again, that's one of those things where I understand why people would be, everybody, of course, is going to assume that Israel did it because they had motive. They have a history of, you know, assassinating their detractors or people who are, you know, getting in between them and what they want. You know, you had Charlie specifically railing against the future Iran war. Now they
and then
the
they
Iran
said
war.
That it's wasn't like, it's, true. It's right there. And then Candace released all the receipts, which I confirmed. He called and thanked me for stopping the war at Midnight Hammer. He called me and I'm like, really? Well, thank you. And he's calling a bunch of people. So I knew, plus I have the text messages, but let me just throw this at you. Let me clear it up. And I'm sure Kent was involved. It was not Joe Kent told me at the cabinet meeting with the vice president, Joe Kent, Tulsi Gabbard, a bunch of others, Susie Wiles and Trump. But Trump left the meeting. He always does that. And then Patel's like, I have the president's backing. We're not looking at any foreign involvement. You're not supposed to be involved in my intelligence, which he said he was going to abolish the intelligence arm of the FBI, get rid of the building. Her agency was created to share intelligence and be over that. So there he is doing that. I got it from somebody else. Then Harrison would never tell me his source. I knew he'd had Joe Kent on before. Harrison Smith goes to this Ron Paul 90th birthday or whatever, about a month before he's killed. High-level folks come over and are like, yeah, no, Charlie's afraid they're going to kill him. He makes some calls. I'm not going to say when. I'm going to give the whole details. Joe Kent was already looking at this. So they already thought. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, You know, then he calls Harrison up after he's killed. So yeah, Joe Kent at the National Counterterrorism Center had his ear to the ground and was really doing his job.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that you look at, and you, I just am always going to take for granted that he's doing the right thing. There's not a lot of them. You know what I mean? There's not a lot of people where I just trust their motives. Completely.
Oh, well, Mark Levin said, who is this
Charlie's
pop?
One
what's
of them,
he know?
And so is Joe Kent.
Only 18 combat tours, wife killed, trying to save kids with the CIA. What's he know? He's just a damn war hero, soldier. What do you know, pal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gold Star husband, too. And they, you know, these guys, when they started their propaganda tour against him, I was like, that's an aggressive
move.
Is it
12
right
tours
there,
or 18 tours? I think it was 12
I
tours.
I think it was 11.
It was 11 of the Green Berets.
I could be wrong.
And then a bunch for the CIA, though. I think it was total 18 years, though. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and his wife got killed over there, too. And it, I mean, it's like, I remember one of them said that there was a conversation about that, and someone had belittled his service, and then they talked about his, you know, the fact that he had lost his wife in the war on terror, and someone was like, so what? He got remarried. I'm like, what? Like, who are these people? They're aliens.
Well, no, that was Trump. You know, Trump said, oh, he sure got remarried fast. What a year. What do you think happens when somebody blows up your wife? You better go get one real quick. You're gonna commit suicide.
Yeah. That's a bad comment. It's a bad comment for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like Frank Herbert's wife. I'm a fan of Frank Herbert, read a biography about him. She was dying of heart failure, and she said, honey, go get yourself a great wife right now, or you're going to end up not eating and dying. And he went and got married like a few months after because she told him to. I mean, you know, it's like the idea that you get married. Like, it's like Massey, 6 months after his wife dies, gets married. What are you supposed to do? Just slit your wrist?
Yeah. No, and I've made this public. I mean, I've talked about this to my wife 1,000 times, and I've said it publicly just so that in the event that ever happened, I'm like, I would support one of my friends marrying my wife. Like, I would consider that one of the most like loyal things a person could do. You're going to take care of my kids after I'm gone. Like, I don't, you think I want my wife living on her own? It's like, I've already vetted someone who's one of my good friends. At least I know they're solid. You know, people are like, oh, you're going to be down with them. It's just, I don't know. I mean,
well, here's a story. My dad called him his uncle, but really he was his older cousin, great combat vet, incredible guy, intelligence, all this stuff. And he had his best buddy that was a big army armorer, and he died of cancer. And my dad's uncle's wife had just died of a brain aneurysm. She was pretty young. And he said, I'm dying. Please marry my wife. And you know what? He did. He married her and took care of her whole family. And that was the best thing a buddy could do. He asked him to do it.
That's one of the most selfless things that a person could do. And when people interpret that, I mean, obviously circumstances could make that not that, but in that situation, it's one of the most, that's the best friend that you could have.
Well, these people just haven't lived. They're not sophisticated. So, expanding on that.
Let's talk about what happened yesterday at the meeting. And I heard you.
Hold on. We got some time in the next hour unless you got to go, but I want to put bookends on Kirk.
Oh, no, I don't have to go.
What needs to happen now with Kirk? I mean, where do you see this going? Because nobody's buying it.
I have no idea because what my theory has always been is that the plan was to do this. Erica was then going to be elevated. She was going to basically be the new Charlie. He would be advising her and, you know, he'd still be running the show behind the scenes. She would be the public face. He still runs the company or the organization. And I think, and then again, this is all just hypothesis, but I think that maybe Candace had conflict with people in high places at TPUSA, which forced them to not include her in this plan. And between the two things, which is A, what if Erica can't pull off grieving wife? And B, what if Candace smells a rat? And that's like, if Candace smells a rat, she's going to burn your house to the ground. Like, she's the last person that you would ever want with a genuine motivation to like bring people to justice in that situation. She's a dragon. And if you kept her on the outside of this plot and Erica's not pulling it off, so then she starts smelling a rat because she knows all of them and they're lying. At the end of the day, it's like, you know, there are a lot of people who talk to me about this. They're like, well, why wouldn't they just start giving more public, transparent answers? I'm like, because it'll look like they whacked him out. They conspired to fake whack him out. You can't come out. He's probably in the program. And so I don't know what their options would be. You know what I mean?
Well, I know Barry Jennings was the deputy head of New York Emergency Management when he came on our show. gave us an interview saying that he was in World Trade Center 7. The CIA came in. They said, we're about to blow the building up. You got to get out. They'd already detonated some bombs. And then a week later, he dies of cancer. And then we send reporters to the house. The neighbors go, no, he's still alive. They loaded up trucks, witness protection program. I mean, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they told
him. You know, my theory on Building 7 is?
Tell us.
I've said that it's super short. I think Flight 93 was supposed to hit 7. And I think that because 93 went down and then they realized they're scrambling, they're like, this thing is loaded to the gills with explosives, man. We can't leave it there or else they're going to find all the explosives. And that's why they had to pull it and pull it down. And it's a total hypothesis.
No,
but,
no. It is speculation, but I've heard that from a lot of experts. But if you look at the trajectory coming out of Pennsylvania, it could have been going to New York or D.C. The word was it was going to hit the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Happy Hooligans out of the Dakotas, but were stationed in Pennsylvania then, got the order. I heard this when it happened, but it came out in FAA tapes. They put two AIM-9s into Flight 93. That's why it was over like a 7-8 mile range. And the engine's over here, and then there's just a little smoking hole. What do you think of that B-52 blowing up and there's nothing there? Did you see that last week?
No.
Yeah, the beef.
Oh! My wife was trying to show that to me, and I didn't. She was literally trying to show me that for an hour, and I can't remember what I was. No, I didn't see it. What happened?
We'll show it later. I have to pull it up. I mean, okay. It's Flight 93. I mean, it got shot down. They do this all the time. The Russians did it during the Afghan War too. Is that you get aircraft shot down, you don't want to admit it, so you say there's accidents back in the country. That's the oldest trick of the book. Oh, training action with a helicopter. The B-52, there's nothing there. That's the B-52 wreckage.
Oh, so you're talking for inventory, like they have to inventory the fact that they don't have the B-52 anymore. So they do this.
Yeah. And say it just blew up and all eight died. Remember the Air Force came out a few months ago and said they can now shoot down any of our aircraft, even 100,000 feet. And it's because
I wonder who gave them that technology.
Our little pals over in China and Russia, yeah.
Yeah.
But let's just stop there because we're running wild here, and it's a great interview. Moving on now, what do you want to tackle next? Because you've got the Strait of Hormuz situation, you've got what's happening in Iran. Let's hit that now. It takes a few minutes. Then I want to get into this individual, and I've seen this, and I don't know what to say, out in Palm Beach. You know, I think they might have staged Epstein's death. I think that's very legitimate. In fact, we'll talk about that at the time. But now, just looking at Trump in general, can he pull out of this before the midterms? What do you make of Israel trying to take over the military and Pentagon and the NDAA? What do you make of Levin saying now Trump's bullying Israel by not staying in a war that we're not winning, that the Pentagon said we wouldn't win? I mean, you've got a lot of astute things to say about that.
So yesterday, when Iran walked, you know, after, and they said, oh, you know, Trump already broke the agreement because he threatened us. And then I started looking into exactly what everybody was saying. And Lindsey Graham went on Fox News and literally said verbatim what Trump had written in the post, which they were referencing in the threats. Exactly. I mean, to the word. And he said that he had talked to Trump for 4.5 hours. And, you know, if the deal doesn't happen, then the United States is going to take over the Strait of Hormuz and we're going to start charging tolls. And we're going to whack out these guys before they even get back to Iran. And I'm looking at this going, dude, Trump already announced that the world emergency oil reserves have 4 weeks left of emergency oil reserves. Like, what are you? And if we could have just taken over the Strait of Hormuz, why would we have been making this deal all along instead of just doing that? It doesn't even make any sense. Like it doesn't, the whole thing makes
sense.
But
he said last week, we can't take the Strait because they've got all these short range missiles and artillery. And then he was quoting the Pentagon saying, no, they can hold it no matter what we do. They have 10 to 1 the amount of weapons and troops they're willing to die. And then he's back to, oh, we'll just take it. Yeah. It's like you spin the dial. You get a different Trump every hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I said early on that like the only negotiating tactic that I could see working, given the fact that they can keep the ships from going through the Strait, regardless of having a big, small, whatever military, all they have to do is threaten to hit them with drones, is we would have to start hitting all the ships that are going to their allies. You know, it's like a game of chicken. That's the only thing that I could see that would work, is then, cause then all of their allies are going to put pressure on them and be like, look, you need to you need to make a deal because we are going to starve also. But, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what they were doing with the blockade. But either way, at this point, 4 weeks of emergency oil, we just need to make the deal and just do whatever needs to get done to not, you know, have this thing fall through.
And then Mark Levin says, we're wimps. We're not like the World War II generation. Well, it took 110,000 Marines and Navy to take, you know, just Iwo Jima, and we lost 25,000 troops fighting 23 Japanese, 23,000. Do you understand the Pentagon said 200,000 troops to take the Strait of Hormuz? Don't you understand that, Mark Levin? Don't you understand it didn't work, you dumb son of a bitch?
Yeah, it's crazy. How many total ground troops do we have in the entire American military?
We can't even deploy 300,000 ground troops right now. Period.
Yeah. And if we do, we're going to put, you know, we're going to put, like, let's say we deployed 100. We're going to put a third of our total ground troops in one spot. And I mean, the whole thing, it just doesn't even make any sense.
Don't forget the Strait of Hormuz is built like an impossible scenario, the worst place to invade ever. I mean,
yeah, that's how they held it forever. If you think about it too, this has the worst possible scenario for Israel, which means that they're going to fight real hard to keep this thing going. But at the same time, if everybody runs out of emergency oil reserves, the oil prices spike, there's going to be shortages if this deal doesn't happen.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I know you know this, the oil council said $150, $200 a barrel within 4 weeks if this continues. And then
it's going to get much worse.
That's a depression.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw, was he on your show or was it on Tucker? I saw a guy say that we were going to see 36% reduction in output over the next 2-3 months, either way, as a result of what's already happened.
Yeah, exactly. It's already baked in for almost a year, the problems, and it just gets worse as we go. Like if they totally open today, it's baked in big recession.
Yeah. I don't know. What would you do in terms of dealing with, you know, our greatest ally over there? Because they painted themselves into a corner, and which makes us paint it into a corner. There is no other way to interpret this that I can tell other than Iran's power in the region and the world has gone up 10x now, because they can always just threaten to shut down the strait. And the
longer we stay in a military, the better it is for them. Yeah, which the Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. And Israel knew that and lied to him. And the IDF did, and they said, don't do it. But the Mossad and Ben-Gvir and Netanyahu did. That's why Trump says, I've lost a lot of respect for Israeli hardliners. Yeah, because you let them con you. It doesn't let you out of it. We understand you didn't start the thing. You're not the most guilty. And it's good he's trying to pull out. But I mean, that's all Trump can do. Here's what Trump can do to Israel. He's already pulled the refueling tankers. He just says, that's it. He has to bite the bullet. He has to say, I'm cutting off all military aid. Tell AIPAC, you go ahead and try to primary people, and then they will come to heel at that point, or they'll stage a new 9/11. Because you've seen all these Israeli operatives saying, oh, we need a new 9/11. And knowing Israel's history with this particular group that is chutzpah, I think Netanyahu will activate sleeper cells. They'll blow up some buildings and blame it on Iran. And I think that's why I'm inoculating the public psychologically to be ready for that.
Yeah, and that's a good move, because I think the only defense against that is to have so many people talking about it that they know that we'll see right through it. You know, did you see that story? I saw it on Glenn Beck's show where there was the dam in Mobile, Alabama, and they were doing random, totally unrelated.
And found an underwater professional mine on it.
Yes. That would blow the dam. And they just found that by pure luck. And you're like, I wonder how many of those are positioned all around the United States that can just be, if someone gives the order. A lot, probably.
And Israel's famous for packing, Trojan horses and electronics, not just pagers. Let's come back and finish up with this. And then I want to get into, where's Larry Silverstein? You think you know where he is. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Took him 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Auctions Network and then the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent him the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, 3 or 4 that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better. And I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years. They did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, AlexJonesLive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, AlexJonesApp.com, following us on Exit Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at Rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you because we want you to love it and be impressed with it so we have a relationship with you.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, I want to finish up with Israel because after our guest leaves us, I'm going back into Israel and 9/11 because they're saying, how dare you say we had a motive? How dare you say we were involved? Oh, come on. Take 10 hours to go into the evidence. We'll hit some of it here today. Finishing up, you also sent me some clips of British Colonel Richard Kemp at this big Jewish conference last weekend that Mark Levin and Netanyahu were at. And at the same conference, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., and I said that on purpose, Huckabee says, I'd rather live in Israel than the U.S., and I think Trump may fire me any day. So they're really, and you got Levin saying, Trump, how dare you bully Israel? The arrogance of that. But here's Richard Kemp saying he's happy to be a goy, which means, I guess, a cattle or a subhuman servant. And then I have at the World Jewish Conference another billionaire saying the same thing. So this is this new thing they're doing. And I don't want to be on the Israel beat. I don't want to be attacking Israel. I know this isn't all of
you. Me neither.
But, I mean, Israel's really gone on crazy town megalomania behavior. Here's a clip.
I speak as a goy, a mere goy. The Jews were put on the face of the earth to be a light unto nations. And they are, Israel is being that light in defense of its own country. And I think most particularly, not just in military technology, but in the way in which those extraordinary men and women of the IDF have shown the world how to fight. And many countries in Western Europe, which are going to face this violence, will be looking to Israel to see how they're going to fight. So the narrative is one thing, but action, I think, is even more important.
Why should Zionism be an idea and a goal that only Jews can embrace? I'm a goy, and I'm a Zionist, with all my heart, out of conviction, and with passion. First, we need a zero-tolerance policy towards open hatred of Jews. All anti-Semites in word and deed, regardless of their origin, must be expelled wherever legally possible. British politician and Conservative Party leader Kami Badenoch put it clearly and courageously, I quote, anything that's inciting violence against Jews has got to go, quote end. We need this statement and its consequences not only in Britain, but in
that's
every
the CEO of Axel Springer, a billionaire. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. He says, we got to censor everybody, silence everybody. They have the head of the World Jewish Conference a month ago saying, we're losing. We spent billions of dollars propagandizing the Americans, and they hate us more. Because you're out in the open trying to run things and running things and primarying people and then saying, you're bullying us. How dare you? Where do you see this ending? Where do you see an off-ramp for Israel? I think Trump should back Netanyahu's opposition. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, like, I have nothing but love for everybody. Everybody. I got no conflict with anyone except for when specific decisions and actions that are being taken are clearly in opposition to positive outcomes for the United States. And, you know, and obviously if they cross over into, you know, barbaric behavior that's hurting women and children. And so like, you know, this, but that thing about the, I'm just a goy thing is just so, I just thought it's so bizarre. Who would open a speech like that? And it's like, just be normal, man. Like, is that required of you to speak in that environment? You have to say something like that. It's super weird. But if, you know, if that represents an ideology that leads to, you know, why they behave the way that they do, that could explain a lot of it. But
well, I mean, let's say right what it now, is. I mean, let's say what it is. This is public bootlicking. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, it's no different than, you know, that you want to talk about the woke Reich, you know, where they're like, oh, the woke Reich. It's like, nearly identical. They have the same exact tactics as the far left did during the 2020, all the Black Lives Matter stuff. It's all the same. They call them names. They make people come out and act like that. You know, they get the FBI agents all take a knee back then. It's just, it's like, you would think that they would have been paying attention during COVID and recognize like this does not work anymore. This is the opposite of effective. It is going to be a huge negative effect on whatever you're trying to do. It doesn't work. Everybody recognizes it instantly. It's bad for business.
Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat, high quality, with a nice leather patch, made in the USA. Just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good-looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
The answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been on air 32 years before there was social media, before most people were even really on the internet. It really wasn't much news on the internet. You couldn't really find news. It was mainly just little, you know, silly pictures, and you could go to a website and click on things and a parrot would talk to you. I mean, it was just, but as it developed, people would always ask me, well, who are you paid by? I mean, what agenda are you on? And that's because I learned most talk shows back at the time were bought and paid for. There was a lot of control who could get on air and what was happening. I kind of showed up right when the internet was finally getting more ubiquitous. So I was able to break out kind of under the radar. But so when you see all these different influencers, a lot of other people, they are part of a camp, or they're controlled by their sponsors, but there are more and more people who aren't. And I think that's people like Jesse on Fire, and that's really scaring the system. And we're not right wing. We're not left wing. I mean, I'm a populist in modern parlance. You could say conservative, but I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson guy who's a classical liberal. These terms really don't mean anything. Are you for more human freedom and liberty or less? Are you pro team humanity or pro globalist? And I've always tried to cover all the big power structures and groups trying to take American liberty, like the communist Chinese, big tech. Israel's always been there trying to control our foreign policy. The leftist Jewish lobby trying to censor, but there was other groups doing it. But now, in closing on Israel, I want to move this other topic, it really is in the Defense Authorization Act to integrate and merge and be given all of our intelligence and all of our weapons and profit from it as if it co-owns us. I mean, it's a merger. It's a marriage. It's an integration. It's a fusion. These are terms they use. And then experts have looked at it and said, no, that's what it does. And the Senate intelligence bill copies it. They've got 15 bills that do this. That's an attempted coup. And Netanyahu says that's his answer to Congress wanting to cut the money and then primarying people. And so I was asking, you got cut off by the break and I was interrupting with something you were previously saying, but What is Israel's off-ramp? Because I want to be clear, you've got all the former Mossad chiefs, most of their top generals, they're on Israeli TV saying, look, this will destroy Israel in the end. If you think out, they're going to take Lebanon, they're going to attack Turkey, they want to go out. It's like a fat person at a buffet who orders like 20 plates. You might eat 10 plates, you can't eat 30. And if you're a person who understands geopolitics, military, and you listen to even the other experts, they're saying this is a disaster. Now, Trump knows he got bravadoed and chutzpahed into this. That's admitted. Now he's pissed, saying he lost respect for Netanyahu and people. Okay, then, get on the off-ramp. So how? But leaving Trump out of it, and then back to Trump, how does Israel off-ramp this? Is there any hope of that? And how does Trump off-ramp it in closing? And then we'll move to the last topic.
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, the reason I never spoke about this region until the Iran war was because I don't like talking about things where I don't feel like I have like a full throttle, you know, 360 degree understanding of a topic. And over there, I'm like, I don't know enough to talk about this. It was only when Trump got us into the Iran war. Like, that was it. All through the Epstein stuff, I was very, very consistent that I'm like, I don't think Trump is dirty on Epstein in the way that they are saying that he is. I don't see it. That you have the attorney who represented the 234 victims in the 2004 case, and all of them said Trump was if they even interacted with him, that he was a gentleman and kind to them and had no, you know, his hands weren't dirty at all. The lawyer confirmed that. And so I'm like, what, he just didn't touch any of these ones when he was best friends with him? He's doing other stuff. It doesn't make any sense to me. But as soon as he attacked Iran, that's when I went rip and did a complete and total flip, because that was as crystal clear as you could possibly be. That was the core foreign policy promise, no foreign wars, and you attacked Iran. And so then you have to start looking around. You're like, why did he do this?
And it turns out it's confirmed exactly he was never even briefed on the Strait of Hormuz, which I saw you even before the war started saying Strait of Hormuz will be closed, which everyone knew. He didn't even have the basic understanding.
And you got to ask, how is that even possible? You know, how does that happen? And as soon as they closed the Strait, I remember instantaneously having a conversation with someone a lot smarter than me. And I'm like, this is checkmate, right? And he's like, yeah, it's checkmate. I mean, you knew immediately. It's like, this is checkmate. How are we going to solve this problem without boots on the ground, which has always been a huge, you know, red line. I mean, I guess the attack in the first place was a red line, but boots on the ground is a real red line.
Red line because the Pentagon said next it'll be ground troops straight to Hormuz. They told him he told Tucker last time they talked about 3 weeks in, he goes, don't worry, it always ends up okay, anything I do. Well, it's not, by the way, Tucker's on tomorrow, 1 p.m. It's not ending. Ooh. It's not ending the way Netanyahu told him. And Netanyahu knew they were suckering us into full quagmire regime change. They knew it was going to cause a world economic problem, but Israel pigheadedly didn't care.
Yep. And one thing I could say is that when Trump gets into a position where people are being critical of him, he starts to kind of spaz out and he starts saying things that he shouldn't very, very quickly. Like, example, where they're calling him a pussy. So he says, well, listen, I had no choice. We only have 4 weeks of emergency global oil reserves. And you're like, why would you have told Iran that? Why would you tell them that? Now they have like the leverage to, now they know you have no choice. They can do whatever they want. The other thing that he did early on that was similar to that was when Japan and the United States were at that summit, and the Japan chancellor, was like, why didn't you tell it? Or I'm sorry, the journalist was like, why didn't you tell Japan that you were thinking about doing this? And he's like, why didn't you tell us that you were going to do Pearl Harbor? And I was like, dude, that's our ally. That's 97% reliant on Middle Eastern oil. How do you think that's going to translate into Japanese in the newspapers? And it was like his poll went down like, I don't know, 1,000,000% instantaneously. It's like, this is dumb. You know, it's just a dumb thing to say.
And for those that don't know, the Japanese, particularly with face saving, they've always said we're the boss, basically did whatever we said, because into their system, we beat them. So they had to sit there and go along with it. But then you don't rub it in 80 years later. They took that as a rub it in, not as a little cutesy joke about, you snuck attack us. And, you know, plus he's saying, and I committed the crime you did, ha ha ha, which was also dishonorable. And they just don't even know how to interface with it. They don't even know how to deal with it. But what about the other statements? Are you concerned about the pain American households are feeling? No, I don't think about anybody's pain, any individual American's pain. I only think about war. We're in a war now. Or I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid or health care or child care. We're in a war. Or, sir, what about inflation? It's really high. I love inflation. He acts more and more like a baby.
Yep. And those kind of comments, too, you just got to ask yourself. It's like the media has done such a good job about making, you know, things like Medicaid, Medicare about, you know, some kind of political partisan divide where if you are not in one of these camps, this is just common sense. You're like, how much are we spending to go and destroy infrastructure and things over there? And we're complaining about what was the cost that I was reading about? That's this huge line item that we need to cut to give poor people basic health care. It's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, exactly. And just the inflation is killing the recovery. It's costing us in the aggregate trillions. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about tens of billions shortfall here. And look, we do have to change it. We do have to innovate. We do have to cut some things. But you don't, right before midterm, go, screw your Medicare and Medicaid. And I don't care if you're in pain. I mean, it's like if the DNC was sitting around and saying, if we could mind control Trump, what would we have him say to make them lose? Have him start a war with Iran, destroy the economy, say he doesn't care about the average American's economic peril, say you love inflation, and say you don't care about Medicare and Medicaid.
And then I throw in there that if you care about the Epstein crime, then I don't want you as a supporter. That's
exactly.
A good one.
And Epstein's a hoax.
And yeah, it's a Democrat hoax. Yep.
And then,
ludicrous.
And then you and I are supposed to then, who've been Trump supporters in the past, better Democrats, we're the traitors, Qatari agents, because we're saying this is a horrible idea. But we're vindicated now. But the Trump worshippers, maybe 30% of his base that's left, they don't care. They think if they just agree with him that it's magic, it's like Q stuff, and everything's going to be okay. It's not okay.
No. And they get, I mean, any time that I'm soft on my critique compared to lots of other people, I just go, why? Like, perfect example, when I said, why would you have said that we only have 4 weeks of emergency global oil reserves into a microphone at G7? There is no 4D chess here. That's just an absolute political, strategic, negotiating blunder of epic, historic proportions.
And it's like saying in the last...
I mean, that's just what it is.
It's like at the end of a poker game and saying, I don't have any cards.
Yeah, here I'm all in and I got nothing.
That's 3D chess, bro. You didn't know that?
Yeah. Yeah. And then coming over the top with that, if they don't sign, then we're just going to invade the Strait of Hormuz. Like, you know, all in, have nothing. And then you just show them your cards face up. You're like, go ahead, call if you want. You know, just makes no sense. Makes no sense.
But here's the deal. He's 80 years old. He doesn't sleep. And I don't want to say he's got dementia, but I mean, it's out of control. And well, what is your prognosis for the midterms? Because that's why I'm so mad. I want Trump to succeed. So we got Trump over here kind of flailing around. He's like a light bulb going out. It kind of brightens for a minute and then it goes out and it's even brighter. So I'm like, oh, look, it's bright. Oh, it's dark. And meanwhile, the Democrats are like, we're in a big tank and there's a wall with another tank of starving piranhas on the other side. And I'm sitting there, you know, Trump's outside the tank and he can open it up. It's locked. Like, please let me out of the tank. Knock, 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 knock. He's like, nope, not let you out of the tank. And then I'm watching the clock and the piranha gate's going to open and we're all going to get eaten. I mean, that's how I see Trump.
That's exactly how I feel. Cause there is no scenario under any circumstances that I would vote for the DNC candidates. I mean, like, what's his name? In New York,
Mondami.
Yeah, Mondani, they passed a law in New York that, it was another one of these woke gender things. They just did it. And you're like, what are they?
Yeah, they're going bankrupt and he hundreds of millions of dollars to cut penises off.
Yeah. And then you got like, 5 minutes ago in my mind, I was locked in my house and I had people telling my kids they had to put masks on or else they couldn't go to school and they had to take shots. We left. That's why we live in Texas. We left California because they took our kids' medical exemptions away on their vaccines because my oldest had been injured and both my wife and I had, you know, we went through all this genetic testing and they literally made our legal medical exemptions illegal all at once. Every single person.
That's right. When you have a doctor saying anybody damaged by a vaccine, they'll tell you never take one again. I know people this happened to. I didn't know it happened to you. You're like, I have a medical doctor saying no. They're like, screw you. We own your body.
Yeah. Your kids have to take all 50 of these or else they can't go to school. Private school, public school, whatever. So we just bounced.
Well, that's why so many people, I use Cat Turd, he's on X. People aren't on X to know who he is. He just worships anything Trump says. Every mistake is godlike. You know, everybody that's right is wrong. I think people like that are just starstruck, and they just know Trump's better than Democrats, so they just think cheerleading will make him succeed. No, you have to get on his ass to keep Mark Levin and them from controlling his brain. So now Trump sounds just like you and I. The strait's closed. We got to end it. Lost a lot of faith for the Israel hardliners. They were wrong. We got to off-ramp. Israel better start appreciating us. We're the only ones saving you. That's what I've been saying. And then do I get an apology? And I'm not singling him out, but just Cat Turd's kind of the gold standard of idiocy. Do I get an apology from him that your Lord and Savior now sounds just like me, Cat Turd? No, I don't. I was trying to save your Lord and Savior. I was trying to get your Lord and Savior to stop it.
Yeah, you get to differentiate at least between the MAGA loyalists who are going to back Trump all the time or the make-believe ones that are going to back Israel all the time. Now you can figure out who's who at least. You know what I mean?
Well, that's it. Anybody now for this war is openly an Israeli operative.
Yeah.
Which we know Netanyahu, exactly that. They've spent $500 million last year. They just earmarked a month ago, $768 million more for paying influencers. So when you see this mindless crap and, you know, people, arrest anyone that criticizes AIPAC, that Laura Loomer, you know, or censor everybody. I mean, come on, Laura. Or it's like, I don't work for Israel. Mark Levin, I don't work for Israel. Bull crap, bro. What do you make of that?
Same. I mean, it's obvious. Again, it's easy to identify now because there is, I mean, especially, again, the 4 weeks of oil reserves, as soon as he says that at G7, you are like, there is no conversation here. Israel needs to stop bombing Lebanon now, obviously, so that we can get this deal done. And if you are saying something different, explain yourself. Why is that? Why is that figure that he just announced not so overwhelmingly concerning to you that it trumps every other possible consideration?
I agree. Here's another analogy. Let's say you're in round three UFC and you get knocked down, ding, 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 the bell. But the referee doesn't know that the guy hit you and suddenly you've gone blind. Let's just say from a concussion. And you don't tell your corner you've gone blind. You're going to get back up and get hurt even worse. But Trump essentially went over to the referee and said, I can't see. I've got, but didn't say I tap out. Doesn't matter. You tell the rep, I can't see. He's going to go, that's it. Call the fight. Saying, we're out of oil. They win, which they already know that. But the point is, why would you say it? I know why you go back to this. It's so crazy. It's fundamentally the opposite of good strategy.
Yeah, it's like negotiating 101. This would be like they could write an entire chapter in a book using this is the example of how to, you know, in the art of war, if you're weak, you act strong. And if you're strong, if you want to potentially trap them when you're strong, you act weak. But, you know, when you're weak, which we are because we're about to run out of oil, you don't tell everyone in the world that we are as weak as we've ever been because you can't run society at all without oil. And we only have we're going to run out in 4 weeks. It's like 4 weeks. Like that.
Well, it's like they have books about how to win friends and influence people. This new book Trump's writing is The Art of the Deal. It's the art of destroying yourself and your country very quickly.
Yeah. We got to get the deal done.
All right. Let's shift gears.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I saw something before I came on, though, that it sounds, again, this did come from a very heavily MAGA positive X account, but they did say that J.D. Vance had just gotten Iran to agree that part of the funds that were going to get released to them was now going to be able to be spent on American farm products. So, like, they were going to be buying food from us.
Oh, yeah. And also,
and so if that's accurate, that's like worst case scenario the worst case for Israel would be us having a good relationship with Iran out of this.
No, thing. I agree. And Iran has confirmed they're saying they will take inspectors that they're not going to enrich to weapons grade. So that's another big announcement. Yeah. All right. Let's look at this. Yeah. People can't stop debating these comparisons. Jesse on Fire on X. And I've seen this guy for a month. They say he's Jeffrey Epstein. He looks about 95% like him. You look at the teeth and think it's him. What would the point be of him parading around in Palm Beach? Tell us about this guy.
Honestly, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out on him and I just wasn't even paying attention. And I saw the, I saw the TikTok where the person had the comparison of the teeth, and I looked at the, you know, the lower teeth, and I looked at it. I'm like, okay, well, I can't verify that this is actually Palm Beach Pete's teeth and that this is actually Jeffrey Epstein's teeth. So I didn't think a lot about it. But then I had someone who I know personally who went to the Aiden Ross, fight. You know, the Aiden Ross put on that big fight where, Menery fought against, Johnny Manziel, and he spent a very long time with Palm Beach Pete off camera. And he was like, listen, dude, he's like, I'm telling you, he's not even hiding the ball. It's him. And I was like, really? He's like, he wanted me to know. And he's, you know, he told me some specific stories. I'm like, out the guy. But when he said that, I was like, I'm like, okay, so let me actually take a look at this then, you know, cause I know this guy. And so I then went and took, I went and sourced the two pictures, you know, and since Palm Beach Pete had the teeth comparison go viral, since then he has done like a dozen posts where he gives an absolutely perfect view of his bottom teeth on purpose. And the very first one that he did was he puts himself in a dentist chair. He's all, hey guys, where in the world is Palm Beach Pete? I'm here getting my teeth fixed so no one compares my teeth to that really bad guy. You know who I'm talking about. So I went into some of the public, you know, Epstein pictures. It's very hard to find a photograph of Epstein's bottom teeth, but there's one and I found it. And I found it in like a .org, you know, like that's the picture, the one on the left. And when you look, the only, you know, he's had him shaved down, but if you just look at the numbers, it's like number one is forward on both of them. Number two is back on both of them. The two in the middle, it looks like he's had some Invisalign and those are improved a little bit. But then the other ones, they are identical, forward and back. And then I was like, I wonder if anybody's looked at his ears, because that's how you knew the corpse was not him, you know, from the original announcement, like, oh, here's Epstein's corpse. And you look at the ear, they're like, okay, that's not him. And so when I looked and I did research on what can be changed with plastic surgery and what can't, and the center part, the cartilage structures are that you can't change those, but you can change the outside. So I looked at the cartilage. And so, you know, I looked at that, and then someone sent me another thing, which had him, you know, there was a, like he kind of had, he showed the same stutter in, an interview as Palm Beach Pete and another one as, in one of his depositions as Jeffrey Epstein. And then another guy showed me that he had, you know, emails where his assistant was setting up appointments with a very prominent, plastic surgeon in New York, and I'm him. And, you know, now when I look at his content, it's like he knew, you know, he got a nose job, obviously, and probably lost about 15 pounds. That's like, that literally is, and you know, he's had a little bit of adjustment to his teeth. And I'm marveled by that he, if it is him, that he knew that no one mainstream would take it seriously, no matter what you pointed at. It's unbelievable. Cause I look and I'm like, oh my God, it's like, this is really him. And then when I look at his posts, I'm not going to lie, I laugh every single time because he's so overtly trolling people who have figured it out that it's hilarious.
Well,
he's
there are also photos
of Palm Beach
months after he died of a guy from a drone getting out of an ATVs, and it looks just like Silverstein. Looks just like Epstein.
Yep.
At his island.
Yep. Yep. There's another, I think I saw another one at Zorro too. Like the same type of thing where there's a picture, you know, and I think he's got his arms crossed on the Zorro one. And then I think the one at the island, he like, you know, pops his head up, but I don't know. I mean, listen, I did it. And I mean, I put that whole thing together, put it out. And I thought that was like, I thought it was a headshot. I was looking, you know, to me, I'm like, this is a wrap. And I've showed it to a lot of really smart people. They're all, I don't know. There's some people who are really smart all, and they're like, oh yeah, that's him for sure. But I don't know. A lot of people are still not.
Well, let me back you up here.
I mean, there's no way to know for sure.
Let me back you up here. And if you can stay, if you got to go, understand, but I'm going to play these clips.
Yeah. No, we're good.
Remember that on 4chan and 8chan, they had a whistleblower.
Yep.
That came out like 45 minutes before it was announced anywhere that Epstein had killed himself, but he didn't really kill himself. And that they brought him out the back and brought another body out the front. All that matched later.
Yep.
And then you start adding everything else to it. And he was telling everybody, I'm getting out of here soon. And that's the type of witness protection program they do for a CIA Mossad operative. He was actually the head of the Trilateral Commission, it turned out. For David Rockefeller is his stand-in. That's in the document. It's more powerful than I thought. And so Trump wants it all shut down. And so then you have Hillary Rodham Clinton's brother that looked just like Epstein died a few weeks before. He's a spitting image of the body they wheel out. You start adding all this together. It's definitely not Epstein there. They didn't know somebody would get a snapshot of him, of the body. And so you add all that to this, and then all of a sudden Cash Patel and Bongino, that had always covered what we're covering, that clearly he didn't kill himself, put out videos saying it's all there. And first it's a minute missing, then 10 minutes missing, and then it's all doctored. Stay there. I want to talk about this. We know there's a cover-up. And then it turns out Trump wants a cover-up of Butler right to the top. And Tucker can confirm all that. He's on tomorrow. Because I was at Tucker's house whenever he was getting these calls about some of it. He told me some of it off record, but now he's gone public. I can talk about it. And just remember, my source was not Joe Kent about that cabinet meeting about Cash Patel saying don't look at foreign involvement in Charlie Kirk. It was other folks.
I never heard that he was. I just heard that was just a rumor that I had.
No,
like,
I'm not
heard
saying you're wrong.
Internet.
I'm not saying he couldn't have been sourced somebody else. I'm just saying I had other sources. There are billions of ways for people to be culturally, spiritually, politically, environmentally engaged. And there are millions and millions of different programs and podcasts and radio shows and things around the world out of the 10 billion people on this planet. But on the record, what we've done at InfoWars, and this is just the second leg of that at alexjoneslive.com, has changed the world. Our guests, our callers, our researchers, our reporters, and my overall futuristic analysis and view of the destiny of humanity, which I don't claim to be 100% accurate, but it's definitely proven to be a good template to observe the world, has had a giant effect, and the globalist do not like it. So when you share that local AM and FM station that you listen to and tell those you share it with to share it, it changes the world. When you say this is a forbidden information at alexjoneslive.com that has the free audio and video feeds and archives and shows and articles, you are literally going in the face of the censors and the tyrants. You're changing the world. It seems simple. It seems little, but it's not, because we have millions of listeners and viewers. And if we can leverage that out to millions more and have them leverage it out, that creates the chain reaction. And all the great guests and hosts we've had on over the years who were already great, successful, they'll tell you how much more their shows blew up once they were on air here with this operation. We are here to get the next generation, black, white, old, young, to awaken to the epic time that we're all alive in right now and to take action. So your word of mouth is key, your prayer for the broadcast is key, and supporting us financially is so key. And we make it symbiotic, where everything you get at thealexjonesstore.com will empower you, will enrich you, and will be an adventure. The Patriot Apparel, some of the best designs ever, limited edition for the 250th anniversary of the United States of America, are out right now. Right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this latest design, these limited edition, America, red, white, and blue on Sterling Royal Blue, 76, America 76, 250 years. That is a really cool shirt. I think it's going to be a bestseller. It just came out today. And all the other 250th anniversary limited edition shirts are available right now as well at thealexjonesstore.com. So be sure and check those out. I thank you for your support. But wearing these out in public, meeting like-minded people, spreading the word, it's an adventure in and of itself, and it funds this operation, which is exposing the next pandemic, the next attempted lockdowns, the next big globalist war. You are financing your own future for a better future and better destiny when you keep this broadcast on the air. But you can also experience the InfoWar on the ground wearing these great shirts. Also, we have the new dual carbon platinum gravity-fed filter, the highest quality gravity-fed carbon filters that are the highest rated, cutting out all of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horrible forever chemicals that are out there. And it has the highest quality stainless steel. Nobody has got a filter with better filtration. It's the highest rated, and nobody has as beautiful a filter as this. And ours is way under the price of competitors that are crap. This is the best. It's a home run by Bigley, our sponsor. We're so proud of it. Here's the issue. 1,000 of these came in. It sold out in 3 days. They got a couple thousand more coming in like late next week. Those are pre-order right now. They're going to be sold out soon. And then I'm going to stop promoting it until they get even more in, because I don't like doing pre-order. But if you want to be at the head of the line to get these while you still can, and not have to wait a month or so after that, get your order in now, right now, at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're on the site, check out all the other great Patriot apparel, the super high quality military grade belts, All the great supplements and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I know a lot of you tuned in because I said in the fourth hour today I was going to get into Israel and 9/11. But here's what happened. When I started the show, I almost tabled it till tomorrow because I got a huge stack of evidence, but it's people think this is the deepest dive ever. People always cover like one aspect. Ooh, breaking. It's the biggest thing ever. I was covering it back when it all happened. I've been reviewing my books, my films, getting more clips, and the researcher here that knows as much as I do, Thomas, works like 6 days a week. He's out Mondays. I got in this morning. He's like, hey, where's Thomas? I want the file on that. And I'm like, oh, he's not here today. And I'm like, well, I'm still going to cover it. And I'm like, maybe I won't. Now that this guest, we're covering all these important issues. And don't worry, talk about Israel a lot. We're not covering up for them. That tomorrow, I promise, 1 hour on this. 1 hour. In fact, check the schedule with guests. Probably fourth hour again. And I will do an entire hour on it, even more. It's like that old ad in the 70s that we will sell no wine until it's time. When I get over this, the problem is I'll start researching and find even more and remember even more. And then I may do 2 hours on it tomorrow. I don't know if you want to listen to that. But I will get to it tomorrow, okay? It will happen. It will happen. But continuing with the Mossad operative, Jeffrey Epstein, also CIA, the biggest takeaway, well, there's so much in the Epstein files, is they're talking about eating people. They're talking about the sex slaves are at the hotel. I mean, it's there. It's going on. The human cloning, the genetic engineering, Zorro Ranch, underground base there. That's all confirmed. Snorkels up to the top. Massive cover-up going on. And then you've got this guy that looks, 95% like Epstein in Palm Beach. And I'm not saying it's Epstein, but I do think things lean towards him staging his death and then them just doing some cosmetic surgery on it and things. Do we know Jesse on Fire, that people can find on X at Real Jesse on Fire, Instagram Real Jesse on Fire, X at Real Jesse on Fire, and YouTube Jesse on Fire. Do we know who first reported on Palm Beach Pete? Like, when did he first surface? I think that's important.
So he popped up because someone was just driving next to him, supposedly, and they filmed him driving in his car, and then he, and it went viral. Like, hey, is this Pete? It's like, I mean, you're talking like a few months ago, but if you want a perfect example of what I'm talking about him trolling everyone once, I mean, this is well after everybody's been talking about it being him. Play that clavicular clip with sound. It's super quick. It's like 15 seconds. But that one where my shout out to clavicular, play that with sound. Super quick.
Let me show you the clips. I've got you on the teeth. Oh, sorry, I was eating a piece of sandwich.
The one I'm talking about is number 6.
Okay, here's a clip.
Hey, everybody, listen up. It's Palm Beach Pete here. Clav, I'm a big supporter of facial reconstruction, and you're getting a lot of shade on the internet, and that's not right. You continue doing you. I'm a big supporter. Peace out, Palm Beach Pete.
So
I can't help but laugh every single time, dude. It's so like my wife, every time that she watches it, she laughs, and she's like, yeah, but I'm not convinced it's him. I'm like, the whole reason it's funny is if it really is him. It's hilarious. Like, he's that confident that nothing comes of any of this, that he can just throw that on the internet in everyone's face and then run for mayor.
Or maybe he's just a good sport. I mean, I've said that I'm Bill Hicks. I've had probably 20 times now. I've been at a restaurant, Barton Springs, was the last time it happened. And I'm sitting there with my...
It's possible, but... You know, if you look, if you put their faces side by side, look at their chins. Cause like a nose job changes a person's face so drastically that it's kind of, a gigantic change.
Hey, have we done this? Have you compared his legs? Cause there's shots of Epstein in shorts. Hey guys, back that up to where he's walking and let's find a shot of Epstein in shorts. We need to look at the legs, but go ahead and play clip 64.
He definitely lost weight. If it is him, he's lost a lot of weight. But the other thing too is I very intentionally do not even, I've never done a lick of research into this guy at all on purpose, because if it is Epstein, I don't want any, all I cover is stuff that they've put out, you know, like, oh, you put this out, I'll talk about it. I'm not trying to research this.
Here's clip 64. Here it is.
Well, guys, we're in the ruins of Palm Beach Peak now. He's in his backyard on the beach. And I notice there's no lounge chairs. There's no cabana service. When I throw my hat in the roof in Nayara Palm Beach, that is going to be on my platform. Free setup at the beach. Free setup at every pool. Palm Beach for mayor.
Is he really running for mayor?
Yeah, he is. Well, he says he is. And he also, he said that, so that he did a lie detector test also on a podcast and they asked him, he said that he lived in New York the exact same years that Epstein lived in New York. He lived in Palm Beach the exact same years that Epstein lived in Palm Beach. They asked him if he had ever been at the same, in the same place as Epstein. He said that he had been at a party that Epstein was at. It's like, it's crazy. He's saying that he also says that he's doing a DNA test right now. He's like, yeah, I'm doing a DNA test, so I'm going to prove I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. I'm like, where would you have gotten Jeffrey Epstein's DNA, guy? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, let me just say to my producers, I want to get Palm Beach Pete on.
I cannot wait to watch that. I will watch that with an ear-to-ear smile.
Do it, guys. Here he is with some hot chicks. You know what? I don't think it's Epstein. I think he's Ashkenazi Jew, New York Jew, similar genetics. You know, that's, again, that's how a Labrador, black Labrador retriever that's of the, you know, best in show every year. I'm not a huge dog fan here, but I'll try to go with my mom. She likes it. We'll try to watch the Westminster Dog Show. And you'll see the black lab, and it looks just like the one from the year before, even though it's not. I mean, it's inbreeding. I mean, I just think he's trolling everybody. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is him, but here
it's
he is.
It's possible.
Here he is with some ladies. Here we go.
Guys, it's Palm Beach Peak. Where in the world am I now? I'm with these beautiful ladies, and I'm gaming, and I can't stop winning.
We love you.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Well, it's Epstein and the ladies again.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, listen, one thing people learn about me real fast is there's no hill that I'm going to die on. Like, if people are like, oh, I think you're wrong about this. I'm like, maybe.
Hey, listen, stuff's so weird. I don't blame you. I'm only covering it now because you were on as a guest. I haven't touched it yet, even though it's been out for months, just because, you know, here's the deal. It was declassified in the 60s, the CIA at Plum Island brought in Nazi scientists and weaponized syphilis and called it Lyme's disease and released it. People wouldn't even believe that when I had the declassified congressional documents. So I never got into UFOs and stuff. You couldn't prove one or the other because people couldn't even believe it. We have executive orders about martial law and forced labor camps and FEMA, you know, since the 80s. People don't believe that. They can go read the damn executive order on the government website. So to me, that's why I stay away from this stuff. But I think it's important also just to examine the phenomenon because people, it looks like a terrible day he's having, I'll tell you that. I like that champagne and what it's doing. Love that waterfall. Yeah. But seriously, love God's creations. But seriously, you can't blame anybody when they've been lied to so much now, not believing anything they're told. That is the loss of confidence in the system.
That's the end result of all of this stuff. That's why I try really hard not to fall into the trap of just not believing anything, but it's nearly impossible because everything that comes down an official channel ends up being either a lie or so drastically skewed in one direction that it is essentially a lie, I feel like.
And then you get Q people that can't believe everything's a lie, so they say everything's true, the good guys are secretly in control. That's one end of delusion. The other end is everything's fake, everything's a fraud, the world is flat, the moon is made of cheese. Computers aren't real. Nuclear weapons aren't real. GPS isn't real. We're not real. We're a simulation. And I'm a clone because I started working out with one of Joe Rogan's trainer buddies and started doing intermittent fasting and over a year lost 65 pounds, gained back about 15. I've lost about 10 of it. I'm 5 pounds from where I was, bitches. And by the way, I'm going down an extra 20 on top of it. So when I look like Governor Tarkin from Star Wars, because that's what I'm going to look like, when I get down to like 200, people are going to flip out and say he's a clone. Well, if I'm a clone, why is a clone suddenly skinny? Why couldn't they make a fat clone? And how does this clone sound just like me? Here's the thing. If I'm a clone, I don't know it. Got my point?
It's flattery, man. It's a flattery. They said a bunch of people were saying that Justin Gaethje, that he had to have had like lead in his gloves. And he's like, I saw him. He was on Rogan. He's like, that's just flattering. He's like, they say I'm on steroids. Flattering. They say I had lead in my gloves.
The guy he was fighting had his hands down, walking straight into straight right punches in the nose. I mean,
he was dead. Yeah, I mean, he was exhausted at the beginning of the third, and that straight shot that Gaethje hit him with, like, broke his entire left orbital bone. That break is so gnarly. His break, it's the worst orbital bone break I've ever seen, because it goes all the way inside of the eye bone. It was like all, and he still fought for another two rounds. I mean, that's
incredible.
Like, yeah,
yeah, I mean, guys, pull up Justin, Gaethje. What should we type into X to pull up the exact, or YouTube? What'd you say? Gaethje,
Ilia Topuria.
Yeah, but it's a search. Gaethje destroys, or what would you,
Topuria, Topuria.
No, I know he was fighting Topuria, or however you say it, but I'm saying the exact headline would be like, Gaethje destroys or something like that. Because, I mean, here's the deal. I was never a professional fighter. I'm going to be the toughest guy around. I've had my leg broken in a fight. People started fights. It was rough growing up in Dallas for a reason. But, I mean, I've punched somebody one time in the nose and literally torn their nose all the way off their face. Those aren't even basically gloves they've got on. But exactly, people not believing that you can do that to somebody's nose or break bones in the face obviously haven't punched somebody hard. I mean, you can kill somebody.
The people who said that it was rigged, like that Ilia Topuria threw the fight, you're all, so he just fought on for 8 more minutes after he got his orbital bone broken.
But you know what finally got him?
What are you talking about?
What finally got him was the full power knee. You see the ribs buckle.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't know if you've ever been, I mean, one time I was being an idiot. Somebody was talking to me while I'm lifting weights, and this is back when I was still in somewhat good shape, you know, like 15 years, 20 years ago. And I'm at the YMCA, and this guy's, okay, yeah, I'm talking to me. And I don't pay attention. And it wasn't like, it was like 170 pounds or something. It wasn't, I was doing like 10 reps. It slips out of my hand, hits me. All it did was separate two ribs. 6 weeks of pain every time I breathed. And that was nothing compared to that knee right into the ribs, folks. I'm surprised that guy could even get up and walk after that.
Yeah, broken ribs are there. You can't sleep. You have to sit up. It's like a broken rib is debilitating. It's a terrible recovery. Absolutely terrible.
I gotta
recovery.
Have the clip. I gotta, it's everywhere when you pull it up. Where's my phone? I'll pull it up. Crew's in trouble again. Sorry. Hey, let's play your report here, and then I want to finish up with some topics. Let's play 62, your original report that I think is the most compelling. And you did it yourself, and I trust you. You went out and got still shots of both their teeth, and damn it, their genetics are so close because the way those snaggle teeth came in, the way the crowding works, the way they all lean the exact direction. Yeah, you can say more time's gone on because this shot of Epstein, you know, there was from years before. So yeah, it looks like some work's been done, but it looks like the same teeth. If you didn't tell me this was even Epstein, other guy, if you showed me this pictures without the words, I'd say, yeah, that's the same guy. This guy's lost weight and looks older, which is exactly what it is. Okay, here it is. Well, we'll find the part I want. It's the death blows, folks, but I'll come in during the break. I'll find what I want. It's fine. But let's go ahead and play this report. Here it is.
You can see Palm Beach Pete's lower teeth being compared supposedly to Jeffrey Epstein's lower teeth, and they appear to be an exact match. So in case anyone thought that this was not real, here are the two photos. Actually, this is actually even a better photo than the one that was used in the Facebook post. And as you can see, the teeth are identical. Okay. So that should be the end of the conversation right there. Like, what if we were going to go ahead and look at the ear? First, let's take a quick look at somebody who appears to have had a plastic surgery procedure on their ear. You're looking at pre-op on the left and post-op on the right. So here are some of the things that can be changed through plastic surgery. Earlobe size and or stretching. Fold shape. More importantly, these are things that cannot be changed. Very complex cartilage structure. The biggest limitation is cartilage memory. You look at things like this. You can't fake these things. Look at my ear. Do you see anything that resembles a feature like that? No. No, you do not. That is a huge, unique feature. You also can go ahead and look at things like this and this, the shape right there. And if you look around the other features like the fold right here versus the fold right here, if I take these off so that you can see even more clearly, this line right here and this space right here is identical right here. So what would happen if we compared the ears of Epstein and Palm Beach Pete, right? Oh, you just did. Now, a sane person would think that that has to be the big finale, but it's not. So if you're not convinced yet, buckle up. We're not done yet. Epstein was advised to use plastic surgery to evade being caught in unearthed email. It's actually a series of emails where his assistant was setting up appointments with a prominent New York plastic surgeon in 2018, right before he was arrested.
It's one of the emails. This is from Leslie Groff to NYU Plastic Surgery for Big E. Paperwork for Big E appointment on July 11th, 2018. Attached, please find the paperwork for Big E. His appointment is tomorrow, Wednesday, July 9th. If you need anything else, please do not hesitate to ask. Please do confirm receipt of this email.
Now, obviously, connecting him to a plastic surgeon in preparation for having to go on the run is a massive piece of evidence. But there's one more huge piece that we're going to look at in this video. What if I told you that both Palm Beach Pete and Jeffrey Epstein have an involuntary speech pattern that they can't help but make? And it's identical. What would that do for you? Let's check it out.
Own business, and some knucklehead films me
as perpetrating one of the largest frauds.
Films me.
And by the way, I independently verified that both of those clips are real. There's no way to know for sure, is what someone who didn't want to either die or get sued would say. So there's no way for me to know for sure.
All right, so there you go. We'll table this. I want to get Palm Beach Pete on. Great producers. Please get that done. But since we mention it, more than just breaking his nose and his orbital bone with like three punches straight in, which, you know, basically won the fight then, didn't knock him out, but you know, set the stage. I call that a death blow. I don't use the current terms. I'm not a cool sports guy like everybody else. I know everybody else is religious about names and terms and everything. My point is the blows that win the fight, the grievous wounds, but the one that really beats him, he, clearly when he can barely get up and walk and then says, I can't do it and throws in the towel is this knee. So this isn't lead in his knee, folks. So the knee and a thrust like that's probably what 5-10 times more powerful than a punch, full power into his ribs. I'd be surprised if those ribs weren't broken. Here it is.
He's in serious pain from that shot to the beat of the butt.
I couldn't see it.
Yeah, but it's always the same. No, once we have a vortex that starts here, we can't have what we want. That's why we're going to back it up again and we're going to show it again. Go ahead and show it.
Like a good entry. Big knee by Pete.
Sound right there.
Round
four. Then he punches him in the same spot. I will assure you, I'm surprised he didn't even get up.
Oh my God. That's that bottom floating rib too. And that, you know, like, that's right where you would, either, like, kidney or liver shot. I mean, Ilya almost finished Gaethje in the second with that body shot that buckled Gaethje. If he wasn't so tough, like almost, I mean, no one
yeah,
comes
but
back from.
Look at how the lead in his gloves allowed him to do a double backflip too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, the lead in the gloves. Did you know you can fly if you have lead in your gloves as well? Got folks, back that yep. up again. Look at the lead in his gloves when he kicks him in the rib, the floating rib. And you see the ribs just crunkle and all the muscles came in. Look at the power of how he cheated. And the reps let him use lead in his gloves right there. The lead in the gloves is what did that. Do you believe
yeah,
this?
Everybody who's ever fought Gaethje has said he's no one has ever hit them harder than he did. Everyone.
And again, the lead allows him to do this backflip. Look at this. Look at the lead, the power of the lead. Lead is incredible.
Yeah.
All right. I'm being silly. Brother, thank you for being here. You're going to come in and guest host sometime. People can find your show. I know you do live shows at night. You also almost every day release videos, right?
I do on YouTube is where all of my long form stuff goes. And then, you know, we put some of the long form stuff on Facebook and whatever, and then shorts on X and Instagram. But yeah, YouTube is the primary platform.
All right. Great job, Jesse on fire. You've been on fire. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have fun with that, clipping it out and putting it on Rumble and X. But remember, just like at InfoWars, I'm not the owner of the On Media and Bigly and all the groups we're working with, the sponsors. But you are non-exclusive license of the world. Everything I do, like if I publish a book, belongs to the world. You can reprint it, whatever. This show belongs to you. Cut it up, whole thing, re-air it, air it on local radio stations. Show them a clip of me saying they have a non-exclusive license to my films, my information, what I say on air, always have, always will. That's why the bad guys attempt to shut down my old InfoWars catalog and claim nobody else can promote it. It's already going to get smashed in court because we have all the public contracts and statements and always saying it belongs to you. because I wanted people to use this information. I want you to share this information. I want you to get this information out. And I want you to, most importantly, get the live latest information of tomorrow's news today at alexjoneslive.com. 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 That is the next leg in the info war, the next evolution of the info war with the video feeds, the audio feeds, the live show, the archives, the articles, our great writers, more reporters coming on. You support us. We will absolutely dominate at every level. We will continue to fight so incredibly strong, but we cannot do it without you. Now, we have launched the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. It's going for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, two items will be buy one, get one free, and one buy one, get one 50% off. So I guess that's three items. And then it'll be another of the great selling items. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue and T3 Ultimate Iodine. When I say ultimate, the strongest, the cleanest, the best, the missing link. Now, listen to me carefully. Big Lee took 2 years to do this, and I love him. I know it takes time, but I said, here's the water filter specs. I want the highest rated. There's only a few companies do this. There's a bunch of factories, you know, that do stuff, but you got to get the highest rated and then get it triple double tested by top firms yourself, which we published on the site. They came out with double carbon filters. There's two in each one, but that's not why it's double. Each one is a double carbon filter individually. All of the poison garbage, the forever chemicals, the lead, the mercury, the arsenic, BPAs, the atrazine, it takes it all out. It takes it all out. And it's available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But here's the problem. It's not a problem. It is a problem. Big Lee only ordered 1,000 of these, and I told him it sold out in 36 hours. They go, don't worry, 2,000 are coming in a couple weeks. That was a week and a half ago. And I'm like, great. We can sell 10,000 of these a week. Everybody knows these are the best. They can see the specs. They see the beautiful stainless steel. They know what they paid for units that weren't even as good. At the price we're selling, it's $100 under anybody else. This is the hit of the hits. But, of course, we don't have them. So the 2,000 are coming in next week. And by then, they're going to be sold out. So you're pre-ordering now to make sure you get it. And then we're going to take it off sale until a month from now a big shipment comes in, because I don't like to do pre-order. But everybody wants it. Everybody's demanding it. That way we get the funding to operate. It's a win-win for everybody. Get your pre-order in now if you want to be the first in the line to get the Ultimate Gravity Fed Platinum System. It is beautiful. It is amazing. At thealexjonesstore.com. That is thealexjonesstore.com. Here, I'll just show you the filter. It's right over here. I'll just grab it that way. I got old-fashioned B-roll, baby. Look at this. Ah! Ha-ha! There you go. So, this sucker does 3 gallons an hour, pool water, swamp water, tap water, you name it. Look at that stainless steel. But what's really badass, like stainless steel top, a lot of these aren't even stainless steel, they're like tin, crap. Got these big-ass filters in there, big old twin carbon filters, and then filters on under that as well. Look at that, baby. Think about your gravity fed filter. Has it got a big-ass filters like that? Got all this? No! Highest level! And the stainless steel. Look at that. Look at that. That is quality. The other ones have like plastic spigots. Not this. Highest quality stainless steel. Got the stand for it. Don't need to use the stand if you don't want it. Got my goofy signature on there. It's not goofy. It's kind of cool. But, I mean, that's Big Lee does that. I'm going to tell him the next one. Just put like a 1776 or something. Because I told him, I said, look, you did these belts with a cross. The 1776 in my name. I said, watch. The cross and the 1776 are going to sell out in the belts, which is now happening. And yeah, we're selling some Alex Jones stuff, but I'm not, it's like Tony Montana and Scarface with his buddies. He goes, I want a brand of jeans with my name tattooed on girls' asses. Not quite where I'm coming from, but if you like the Alex Jones signature, that's fine. The point is, it is elegantly carved in there. But give me an overhead shot. I'll show people the signature. Something we might want to do here. Oh, my signature again. I never took it off the base. The base has it on it. How obnoxious. It's all right. The point is, I'm the craziest person there is on earth. Look at that signature right there. Let's just obsess on it all day. But look at those filters. Laser beams. Laser beams. Laser beams. All right. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com to make sure you get it and fund this operation and watch us grow. Watch us expand in the face of the enemy. Thealexjonesstore.com.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.